Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
So today's show, don't 15-second forward it. Don't you dare.
I'm not kidding around.
Today's show is sponsored. Who's sponsoring today's show, Nick?
CISO.
Who?
CISO. This episode is sponsored by CISO.
Shut up.
Yeah, the new premium comedy streaming service made for the serious comedy connoisseur.
Oh my God, this sounds too good to be true. Keep reading.
So check out their new original series. Bajillion Dollar Properties, premiering March 17th, a half-hour, semi-scripted comedy series about the cutthroat world of luxury real estate in L.A. Basically, it's Reno 911 meets Million Dollar Listing.
I actually like the way that sounds. Not joking around.
In episode one, the fake real estate agent...
Shut up.
Learn what...
Shut up.
Could be named
shut Dollar. Up. You're not listening. Hello, I know you're doing copy, but you need to take my order to shut up. You got to keep reading.
Setting off a ruthless race to the top, filled with deceit, drugs, drama, and flawless selfies along the way.
Wow. Fucking nutso, man.
The sure-to-be-a-hit Bajillion Dollar Properties is only available...
Does it say to say bajillion?
It's a bajillion.
You know, it's really a bazillion.
No, it's a bajillion.
Oh, really? Yeah, bajillion. That's even better.
Yeah. It's even more than a bazillion. Is only available on CISO.com. So sign up now for only $3.99 a month.
Shut up.
To stream the first
shut
two
up.
Episodes.
No, repeat it. You can't walk over. You can't step over copy. Stop. Go back. Read 10 seconds before.
So sign up for the now for only $3.99 a month to stream the first two episodes with new episodes added every Thursday.
Wow. That's crazy. Woo. Okay. Thank you for sponsoring our show. You're good people, and I love you. Here's our show today. Bye, everybody.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
See if I can do this. Can you put some reverb? What? See how far I can go. Just gonna sing it. It's a while. So, let me give it a shot. Just give it a shot.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Would you be mine?
I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day.
Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine?
Would you be mine?
Could you be mine?
Won't you be my neighbor?
Won't you,
won't
please?
You please?
Won't you please?
Please? Please won't be
my neighbor.
Wow.
Hi, karaoke neighbor. I'm glad we're together again.
That's what it says. I love it. Read the rest.
Can you say compulsory? I like the way your mouth moves when you say that.
Aw. Even the karaoke people were, like, reaching out and you know, in homage of Mr. Rogers. All right, listen, enough of that shit. That's our opener. So anyway, let me go nice and slow. What's that? Did you play it by accident? Wow. Is that embarrassing? Oy, oy, oy. So here's what's going on. I'm going to go nice and slow. I'm in a very good mood. I'm in the new barn. So Peter is here. Peter, what's your last name? Nice and loud.
Charno.
Oh, no, no, not Peter. Sam, what's your... I know Peter Charno. I know Peter, first and last name, and I've known him for a long time. What, Sam, what is your first, your last name?
Buck.
Samuel Buck. And Samuel wrote me an email, came out to see me with Jim Gaffigan, not the name drop.
Jim Gaffigan.
I don't think. Just really? I mean, this is my life. I'm not bragging. I can't help it.
Jimmy Gaffigan.
Well, I don't know. I mean, really? Really? Really?
Starfucker.
Wow. So he came to the show, and... he got to sit in a really cool seat, I thought. Like, there was sold out beyond, it was like past the point of being able to squeeze even one person in.
Wow. Very cool. Congratulations.
Not me, it's Jim Gaffigan.
Whoa.
It's not. It's not even me. It's Jim Gaffigan. You're looking to pick on me.
Yeah.
But I love that bit so much. You know, best feeling is when it's coming out of my mouth and I know, or when I'm afraid to say it. Like, I mentioned going to a juice place once, and Jake seriously goes, where was it?
Oh.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. When you're not ready for it, sometimes you brace yourself. But one time I was at a juice place in Beverly Hills, and they started...
Nicest of juices.
Is that where you are?
Oh, Jesus Christ! Samuel Buck came to the show in Boston, and there were no seats because of a reason I don't want to discuss. That way, you can't do it again. There were no seats for a reason I can't discuss. It had to do with somebody's death. So I make you feel real uncomfortable. You're like, oh, we better not do that bit. Anyway, so to the right and the left of the stage, you can picture at a stage. There's areas where you can sit. And you're backstage, but you can, you know, as you know, because you both know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm just explaining it to the listener and most of them. Even if you've been to a high school auditorium, you know those side corridors. Is that the right word?
I don't know.
Yeah. So he sat. Thank you, Peter. So he sat there. They put him a table. And then I was like, is there any way to get him a drink? Because, you know, someone emails me. I want to treat him right. They go, yeah, we'll send a waiter or a waitress over. I said, either. To tell you the truth, I said, I don't give a shit. That's how open-minded I am.
That's cool.
I don't give a shit. So then they went over, and they're like, so you're sitting like, it seemed like Goodfellas, you know? Yeah, we'll get you in. So now he fucking drives all the way to L.A., and he won't leave me alone. So what the fuck am I going to do? No. I hate saying no. It's insinuating you're talking to people that don't have a sense of humor. I just went, sorry, he drives here and bothers me. No. You know, people get it. If it's not a joke, you saying no is not going to. So, okay, so you're here, and I'm very glad. Also, Peter, remember what I said about yelling out? Yeah, that's all right. I'm glad you're excited. I'd rather that than a big pile of shit sitting there that doesn't care. Oh, I've had a few. One of Nick's friends once. Wow. I mean, of course I was nice and everything. I was more insecure. I'm like, I kept going when we took breaks. Are you sure you're having a good time? They're like, yeah. I go, wow, I'm not watching you. But anyway, I like people that look like they're having a good time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Peter Charnow. I have a hard time with your last name, but he used to be... it doesn't matter. He used to be Alex, my manager's assistant, not to brag. And I do that to diffuse it. And then we became friends, and now he's not Alex's assistant. But I'm trying to do the show with him with the maybe. If I'm going to do it, I definitely would want to do it with Peter because he's a good carpenter, and he has a good sense of humor. So I thought if I do one of those shows where I don't want to fix homes every week, but maybe if it could be whatever I want every week. Small amounts of money, I've said this a million times, big change. We go into someone's house, we're like, shut the fuck up. You know, we did that for $300, and we include the $200 for the carpenter. They never include how much it costs. We did this for this much money. What about the crew you have, you dumb liars? You can't lie to people. But if I'm going to tell people that are watching a show what I've done today, and it involved having a carpenter, in my case, yeah, if I'm doing a cheap fix, it'll involve having a carpenter the whole day. That's where most of your money goes, because with Jake Adams' house, $150 went to the carpenter. Yeah. He comes, he sets up his tools, air gun, boom, boom, boom. You have a work. You don't have to sit and go, oh, I go, well, could you make this a frame for around the window? Now I'm going, boom, 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 boom. He's like, well, is this okay? Literally 3 minutes later, you're like, yes. Hey, I found this table on the side of the road, but it's missing a leg. I can't fucking fix it.
But he's like, yeah. He walks in. He's got the glue. He's got everything ready. Boom. Put some nails in it. He goes, I put some. He goes, you bust that right over a wall. It'll break at a different pace. That's how strong that you made it. I'm like, I like it. And I punched him in the face. Well, I had to let him know who the boss was. So I would do a show like that, and we're thinking about doing it with Peter. So anyway, there, I just want to go around the room and give me a little bit of time, and then we'll start. It's going to be great.
Great.
So that's Peter Chernoff. Aristotle, how you doing?
I'm good.
Pull the mic over. I'm not rushing by you because, you know, this is going to be
a good
calm show. What's why? You got a great haircut.
Thank you.
And, you know, I think you like it yourself, right?
I do like it quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, you should. You should. It turned out good. Like. You should be in a great mood.
I am, except it was so hot today that I had it.
What if you had a bad?
I styled it myself, and then it went, and it was because
no,
it was so hot.
But also,
I want you to know that there's a very clean part there. It's just kind of a little.
Well, I want to tell you, he just texted me before the show, so let me just read it. Wait till that Chris fucking Farron sees my part. He's going to take a hot shit in his pants. Anyway,
oh
Todd,
God.
I'll see you at the podcast tonight.
Wow.
I read that right off my phone, so why would I
read it
that
again?
Up?
Read it exactly.
You
just read it. Just read it one more time.
You're right.
I couldn't get close enough to do the bit. You're mean. He's mean in bits. Oh, read it again. Oh, no. No, I could. You want me to read it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait till that fucking pile of shit, fake problems, Nick Thune. I don't remember. Aristotle. So yeah, it's good. And how's your dog? What's your dog's name? Steve?
Jeff.
Jeff, and he's good?
He's all right.
Why? You make it sound like something's wrong.
Like nothing terribly wrong, but...
I got time. Is there something... Does he have an obedience problem? Because I'm pretty good at that.
He got like a flea bite in his armpit. And so we had to make him wear a cone from not chewing on it.
The cone is so... Look, it has to be. I get it. You know, it's. But I hate it. Because you know what a dog might think? When I see a dog with a cone, I cannot... If I had a dog and had to wear a cone, I'd tell my wife. What if someone's listening to the show and they don't know my situation? They just think, why does he cough when he says wife? I take for granted everyone knows the whole show. The reason I cough when I said wife because I don't have a wife. Okay? By the way, the odds are this could be someone goes, no one knows where they're going to start. They pick a show, they start.
Yeah.
And then they have to learn, and then they get confused. I should say that. I should have that added to the show. Joe. Add this to the opening. Please, I don't mean to boss you around. Hold on. I just got a text from Chris Farron. Don't ask Joe to do it. I could fucking wipe his ass with my... With I do so great jingles.
Sorry I sent you such a strange text.
I was trying to make shit up and I couldn't think of it, but if you're doing a bit that involves reading a text, you're right. Why would I be... What would you really mumble in your text and drift off your sentences? We're all together. I'm fine. I feel like I'm in good company. Otherwise, I'd be sweating. See, if I had to do... This show that I'm about to do right now, I'm a little long-winded. I'm a little talkative up front. But I know for sure I'm going to get somewhere where I'm going to have the best time I'm going to become. It's going to take a little while, and it all has to do with you, Chris Farron.
Me?
Yeah, you're good energy.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. But I feel comfortable around you, so I tend to go, I got lost. You know, I'll find it, then it's going to start a two-way thing. That's
great.
What I'm always afraid of. Aristotle, back to you.
Oh.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Well, I feel like maybe we need to appreciate Aristotle more. You know, we need to
Aristotle's great.
Give him more time on the mic.
Thank you.
Maybe let him read. You know what I'm going to start doing? And Joe, I don't mean to give you a workload. Every week, Aristotle, if this is, you don't have to do this. Bring like a poem or like a great line. It doesn't have to be a poem. It could be like a line of a speech that you think helps you be a better person. Would you do that? I wish you could.
Think I can do that?
Would you not want to? It's a lot of work every week.
No.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
It's more like having a different one every week.
No, I'll tell you what I'll do. Whenever you have them, we'll do them. Joe, I don't mean to give you the order on the phone. Make something like, it's Aristotle. He's got something to say. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, that's the way you do it. You sit on the toilet, you take a shit, and you write songs. That's how easy. What if I thought that's how easy it was? You know what I mean? You throw a few words into a hat, you spin it around with a spoon, and fucking you pull them out, and you sing it. Oh, Aristotle, Aristotle, Aristotle. But no, Joe, this show would be nothing. By the way, seriously, I won't want to do this show. I don't know what I would do. I would be, I don't say I get depressed. I get in funks. I get in funks. Usually it's with clarity in my life, but I have to show respect to what a depression is. So I just say, I get in funks, and they get out of them pretty quickly. Could be 3 hours later. Sometimes it could be 3 days. Once it was a week. I can't go on any longer. No, but they're funks. I get out of them.
Yeah.
But what was I saying about depression? Oh, I would be, I think I might border depression. I'm going to say to George Carlin, I would be in a bad funk, maybe smidgeting into depression. And I've never smidgeted into depression.
Really? Well, that's cool.
I said to George Carlin, okay, I hope I would. I would just be in a big funk. The biggest funk I've ever been,
yeah,
podcast-wise, if he didn't want...
The biggest podcast funk
of all time. If he didn't do songs.
Yeah.
For this show. That's how much I love getting them. It's fun, you know. It's just so much fun when they show up.
Oh yeah, this old classic.
He's on the Todd Glass Show today, right here next to Blake.
Wow.
And I think you've heard his band before.
What are the problems?
Whose problems are fake?
Sure, I get the bells and the whistles out. Sam is here, Peter's here. I'm gonna fucking do
there
it up.
Are so many amazing guests on the Todd Glass Show.
Hey, I'm not going to turn that goddamn bubble machine on. You got another thing coming to you.
And believe me,
Peter hung that goddamn bubble machine.
You should know.
Peter hung that bubble machine. He lowered it. Wow. So believe. Here's how I think you sound. Here's how you say.
So believe.
Yeah, that's how I am. Like,
that's how you think I sound?
Can I try doing one of your songs? Is that rude?
No, go ahead.
No, is that bad? Is that disrespectful?
No.
Let me just try.
Are you going to do it without a guitar or anything?
You know what? Give me your guitar.
All right, I'll give you my guitar.
Give me that. I've never played a guitar before. Is it hard?
All right, here you go. Put your finger there.
I feel like this is going to be hard to learn.
Okay, go.
Okay. Wow.
That's good. That's
strumming.
A G chord.
Is that just strumming it as a G chord?
Yeah, that's just strumming it like
that. Let me do that again. I like that. Wow.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, okay, so I get it, basically. I think I get it.
Yeah.
But I know your song. I know all your songs, but I don't know how to play the guitar. This is the only thing that's making me a little nervous. What song do you want me to do of yours?
Oh, I don't know. Try Where You Are.
Oh, yeah, I get that one. On the guitar, that's a little bit hard on the guitar, but let me... There we go.
Yeah, that's right. That's the start. That's the right start.
Let's move that mic right over a little bit more to me. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right. Now, listen, I'm a little nervous. I am a little nervous. Well, I don't want to do it. I want to do it respect. So don't judge me hard, okay?
I won't. No, you're
all right,
you'll
here
be
we
fine.
Go. So I'm going to do one of your covers.
Yeah.
Here we go. No, you always cough when you do impersonations. I've seen the comedians. They go, okay, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, so, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Farron. Okay. Is this good on the guitar?
My spirit floated with the wind through the valley desert air. Are you in a wedding dress with long, dirty blonde hair? Now I know what they mean when they say some feelings are impossible to play.
No, that's an A minor there.
Oh, you're right.
Stay around me for the evening. To be alone.
Oh, yeah, I
that was
it.
Actually pretty good.
Was that good? I felt
a little
at the end,
a little pitchy.
I felt got good at the end. The last 5 seconds is when I thought, "Oh, this guy's singing from his soul."
Yeah,
I have the nerve.
Beautiful.
To insinuate that was the better part of it. Okay, so listen. So we go around the room. We're almost there. It's hot in here.
Hold on. I'm gonna open that window.
This is a long opening.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we have somebody new I'm getting nervous. Aristotle is all good. Oh, and by the way, Casey Lee is here. Casey came with you last time. Of course, I remembered on the phone. You didn't think he had come. I'm like, no, he was fucking here.
I remember pretty much what happened.
Because I said, I go, oh, Casey, he was here last time. And you go, oh, I don't remember. I go, you don't fucking remember? You bring a guitar player with you? I remembered, of course. It was the other way around, people. But the minute I saw him, I honestly, to George Carlin, I remembered him. I'm like, oh, yeah, Casey.
Of course.
And so Casey Lee is here. Put the name up on the chalkboard because we're professional.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank Nick Lipa for that, who tells me his teeth, he feels his teeth getting more straightener every day. Oh, I can feel my teeth getting straighter. Does that sound crazy? I go, well, you do have braces on to straighten them, so no. No, doesn't seem crazy at all. I think you're trying to make yourself out to be more crazy than you are. So we have somebody, Aaron. Aaron first emailed me. He listened to the show. He emailed me because he helped out on the Todd Glass pilot where we shot it in Black Horse Motors. And then we kept in touch, and he's over when we had to rewire stuff. We've all like, hey, could you do me a huge favor? So he's going to be, because Jake has acting classes now on Thursdays and Tuesdays. He's got something every night of the week. I think I'm being flim-flammed. And
flim-flammed?
Flim-flammed, yes. He's making up stuff behind my back. Everyone knows. Todd doesn't even doubt it. He said he had a burrito-making class on Tuesdays. Todd was like, oh, he's got to go. So we'd like to Joe wanted to welcome you to the family because we want you to. I want Aaron to get work out of people that listen to this podcast. I'm being very honest. I'll tell you why. Because I want him here. I want him here. I want him to reap the benefits of this podcast because he knows a lot about computers, and I think there'll be some different things we can do and fun things we can do. And Jake will love it because then he doesn't have to worry. We'll have like two people. So when Jake can do it, Jake can do it. And then when Aaron can do it, Aaron can do it. So it makes it good for Jake. And then we don't lose Jake. So what else was I saying about it? So we wrote him a little jingle. And then I'm going to really be riding you people hard if you, whatever. Just send him some money, please. If you can.
I'd like to say a couple words about Mute Valley Sound.
Valley Sound
and about Aaron on the board. We're so glad that he's around. If you need to call Mute Valley Sound from your telephone, dial 661-377-5648. Now Todd's audience is young and hip, so they probably don't make phone calls. Mute Valley Sound at iCloud.com is the email that you want.
Mute Valley Sound. Aaron from Mute Valley Sound is on the board today.
Wow, that was nice, right? That was, yeah. He did a nice job with that.
Wow.
I'm very happy with Joe's jingles lately. Sometimes he lets me down. there's nothing like watching me cry into a sock. What's the matter, Todd?
No, it just seems like the jingles are slipping.
That never happened. All right, listen. So Lee is here. I introduced everybody. I want to make it, well, it's his last name, but that's okay. His first name is not. It's Casey. All right, so let me come over here. Oh, I knew I had to talk about something.
Okay, what is it?
So here we go. Okay, so, wow. How long have we been recording? So much to get to. The Donald Trump thing, maybe I just shouldn't even.
It's, President Donald Trump.
It's not going to happen, but it's, I know, it's scary. I want to bully people into voting. I want to go, oh, you can't make fun of his people if you don't go vote.
Yeah.
They vote. They're there. They're doing exactly what you're doing. Exactly.
Yeah.
They think they're doing the right thing. Even though I disagree with every goddamn thing they think, like one thing clear, they think they're not. Look, I overwhelmingly have to make my point. I'm right. They most overwhelmingly They are doing what they think is right from their goddamn gut. Somewhere socially, yes, I do believe they didn't evolve to a point to understand the retribution or the downfall of what they seem to be easier for them. They don't have the depth. But in their heart of hearts, I really do believe they want exactly what the people that want Bernie Sanders doing. They think they're doing it because it's right.
Yeah.
But there is one difference that might make them a little bit better than you or anybody that doesn't vote. They went and fucking voted.
Yeah.
That's a big difference. They fucking went down. They voted. So you got to get out and you got to fucking vote. I'm not going to. Well, I'm not driving down there. Bullshit. But I'm not going to say the wrong. I'm not going to preach. No, I am. I am. Believe me. To George Carlin, I'm going to vote.
Yeah.
We didn't pass, did it? I don't know. Aristotle's going to vote twice.
Oh, perfect.
Seriously. You give him a tip. They don't give a shit.
Yeah. Hey, vote twice, everybody.
Do you know what bothers me sometimes when I watch the news? What Donald Trump doesn't bother, you'll understand what I'm saying. What Donald Trump does doesn't bother me as much as when people don't call him on it. And I have some, by the way, it always comforts me when what I'm craving I see. It lets me know it's possible. And I've seen a few things. Don, he's a black reporter, short hair, Don, I should know his name and I don't. But anyway, I feel a few times he really... He's doing a good job. Like he didn't let something pass, and I'm like, thank you.
Yeah,
and I'm like, so there are some, but never. I always wanted to. I don't understand why they're not able to articulate this. And I don't. I have a podcast, and I'm a comedian, and I really do. I'll be cocky to think I would know how to articulate this. And what I would say if I went up against one of those people, go look. We understand. No one said this like this. We understand it is wrong that they. If they were interrupting Bernie Sanders, I wouldn't like it. Don't worry, I go a full circle on this. But you have to let people know you get what they're fucking saying before you can, I think, get something into their head, at least if they're on the fence. Yeah, I don't think, just create your own podium. In the perfect world, if you don't like what that person says, I don't want people interrupting a Bernie Sanders rally. Meanwhile, when they did, we'll get to that. You can't do it. I get it. Because what I think, yeah, good, you stopped it. There's something else. What if they're pro... It's pro-woman rally, and somebody fucking crashes it. It's like, fucking let these people speak. Just go. Okay, so in the perfect world, I get it. And if it happened the other way around, yes, if Trump people were interrupting Bernie Sanders rallies, it would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be proud of it. I never thought about it that way, to be honest. I wish they wouldn't interrupt Bernie Sanders. It wouldn't look good. I would be mad if the other side did it. I'd be like, see, that's just how dumb that. Okay, so we get it. In the perfect world. By the way, I might be wrong about this. Well, when history writes itself, yes, sometimes it doesn't look so bad when they – I don't believe history is going to write these people to look that bad. They were outraged, but I get it. But still, socially, I fucking agree with them. I get it. But in the event is the question. Shorten up what I just said. You want to say to this person, so we get that. That's out of the way if I was on a panel. That's out of the way. I believe me. I just spoke, you know. Okay, but now we all know sometimes things don't go the way they should. So in the event when people do things that they shouldn't, how can you handle it? And then I want to just look at Bernie Sanders going, yeah, they came up. He goes, yeah, let them speak. They're angry. And he said, you know, yeah, and it ended it. It ended it, you know, and he let someone speak, and I believe probably because he understood. I get it. You're interrupting my rally, but you're not here because you're filled with rage. You're not getting something you feel you deserve, and then he let him speak. And so I think it's funny that when Donald Trump goes, that won't happen here. He literally goes, it won't happen here. He means getting to the mic. No,
right.
Your rally got canceled. That was a lot worse.
Yeah.
How can you not be self-aware enough to go, no, like, it's okay it didn't go right for you. Not everything does all the time. But you can't try to act like, that's not going to happen here. What? That someone interrupted Bernie Sanders for 3 minutes. He let him speak. They felt heard. And then he got to go on. You know, yours are being interrupted at 8-10 minutes at a time. And then one got canceled. So how do you not think, with Bernie Sanders, what happened to him? We're not going to, people don't do that at my rallies.
Right.
Yes, they do. They're doing it.
Yeah.
Anyway. But what do I care? Well, I don't give a shit anymore. That's my new way. So anyway, and by the way, the one thing I love about when they show the people that are behind, I feel this way, the people that are behind Donald Trump, there's no culture, there's no diversity.
It's white people.
And history does not get debated. Most of the time it gets taught. And those pictures are going to look just as bad as like when you see, well, I always think it looks sad when you see a restaurant and it's all black or it's all white. It's like, wow. That just looks so hateful.
Yeah.
Not hateful, but sad.
Right.
because it's like, no, everybody, it's, no shit should be mixed up. And when it's like, you know, like back pictures back from, you see the old, the longer you go back, the more you see pictures like that. Now, you know, people are more, you don't see it as much, but that's what those pictures are going to look like behind them. People aren't, they're going to go, well, look what he was speaking. And they're going to go, oh, look, you could tell there was no diversity behind them. So, but here's what I want to talk about. And then we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to have so much fun. You're going to shit in your pants.
I'm going to shit in my
pants? That's how Donald Trump would be. If I was a comedian, I'd be so much fun. Oh, well, do one of your jokes. Oh, if I was a comedian, then I would do them. I'd do jokes, you'd crap all over yourself. But, like, he never would do it, you know. All right, so, so play Mr. Rogers, the one, his last thing, and then I'll tell you why. I get so dramatic.
Themselves, for being their friend, for telling them again and again and again that they are special and that they have worth. It is my honor, on behalf of everyone here and on behalf of the millions of children whose mornings you have brightened with your kindness, to present you with this Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, it's a beautiful night in this neighborhood.
Little weak.
So many people have helped me to come to this night. Some of you are here. Some are far away. Some are even in heaven. All of us have special ones who have loved us into being. Would you just take, along with me, 10 seconds to think of the people who have helped you become who you are. Those who have cared about you and wanted what was best for you in life. 10 seconds of silence. I'll watch the time. Whomever you've been thinking about, how pleased they must be to know the difference you feel they've made. You know, they're the kind of people television does well to offer our world. Special thanks to my family and friends and to my co-workers in public broadcasting, family communications, and this academy for encouraging me, allowing me all these years to be your neighbor. May God be with you. Thank you very much.
Wow, that was an abrupt ending right there. So I got an email, and you know, I always get a little nervous when I talk about this stuff because it's dealing with, you know, well, which I'll get to. Dealing with death is always, you know, but it really did affect me. Somebody, his name is... I'm going to find it right here so I don't mess it up. His name is Nick, and he wrote me a letter. He had a friend of his, Sean, that they met. He wrote a letter that'll make you cry what he thought of him. And I'm not going to read it, but I can tell you that, like, he just really describes his friend, Sean. Sean's the one who died. Like, you know, it's probably the way I feel about certain people on the show, you know, like, or my close friends like Daniel Kino or... you know, people like that, or when I'm around Eddie Pepitone, like, they just fucking do it for you, you know, and then they're close friends. And he brought them to my show, and then they were listening to the podcast, and then he said that he goes, this is Nick telling me the story about his friend Sean, that he said, hey, have you heard Todd Glass's thing when he says you're a little superhero to anybody that's, you know, fighting the drug addiction? I sort of have a, all comes from eating with me, but I get it. Like, I try to, like, give tough words of inspiration, like, oh, you motherfucker, because that's what you need. Like, you got to dig so fucking deep. So sometimes half being silly but half being serious, I let people on the show, we'll just give them, you know, give those words of encouragement. And then he had said that he had listened to that like 15 times. And then you just think, like, somebody that's driving down the street listening to the show, and now they're just done. It's gone. They're gone.
Yeah.
So it's like, even though I never met this person, it's still like, you know, it's... And I don't, it wasn't, it was a drug overdose. You know, it was a drug overdose. But have you ever known anybody to die?
Not, oh, to die?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have, like, a close friend?
Yeah.
Like, how close?
Like, family, friends, and friends, family.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe
no,
me?
No, I do. You got to add humor to these conversations.
How dare you?
How dare you? I want to do it.
I go out on a limb here.
No, that's why I have Aaron here. He does background checks on all the comedians as they're speaking. No. And how long did you, you said how long did you know each other?
Oh, like 10 years or something.
So I thought it would be nice. That's why I called you on the phone the other night. So hold on. I want to make sure I said everything. So I want, you know, I wanted to do something that would be like so... You know, because it's, we always, you know, like, there was a, like, that his life meant something.
Yeah.
You know, that his friend could listen to the show and go, yeah, like, it did. Just hearing that story is like, that's great. That makes you feel, that is a little punch to the stomach, even though I never met this guy.
Yeah.
So, and I also think it's good, because even though it was a drug overdiction for him, for other people that deal, as you know, because of a lot of, because of podcasts that talk about a lot of this stuff, that's where I learned a lot of it, about the mental health hour with, I'm going to forget the name now. I'm not even going to try to remember it, but where they talk about that stuff. So, I think it's good to know, like, even at your darkest moment, when you think, like, people will miss the fuck out of you. I can imagine on a day going, eh, really? Yes. If you read this letter... I guarantee you that maybe if Nick tells me it's all right, I can put it on the Facebook page. I guarantee you his friend Sean didn't know this much about the way right. he felt about him. Guarantee it.
Yeah.
So know that that's probably the same thing with you. There's mm-hmm. someone that's like fucking loves the fuck out of you. So, God, I'm so controversial. Well, lighten it up here. Play one of my dumb jingles. No, I'm just kidding around. I hope what I'm doing is all right. I really do. I feel insecure, but I hope I'm doing the right thing. You know, I hope that... hold on. I hope that... go ahead. I hope that this is... Well, you guys. Nah, thank you. All right. Well, he would have liked if I joked. Sean liked my jokes.
Yeah, there you go.
He might be up there right now giggling. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Maybe he's...
maybe he found another podcast to listen to.
That fucking pile of shit, Sean. I'm going to kill him. I knew it. I knew he was... See, Sean, we laugh. See, maybe he has family that they said, you know, go listen to the show. They said some nice things about him.
Yeah.
And I will put this letter up on Facebook. So I thought, that's why I called you. Can we do that? We'll take a break.
Yeah.
We'll get some, whatever we want to do. We'll get some fresh air. We'll make a drink if anybody wants on a bottle of water. And then we'll do like a nice tribute to, you know, and so do you want to? Get your guitar?
Yeah. Right now.
Yeah, let's do it right now. Do you want to do it sitting here?
Sure.
Yeah. And then later, Sean and Casey are going to do some songs, right?
Chris. My name's Chris.
Who's who?
Sean is the person we're talking to.
Oh, okay. Well, at least he's on my mind. Oh, Casey thinks it's real funny. It is funny. Jesus, at least he's laughing. Jesus. I'm so nervous doing this show. All right, so we're doing everything live today. There's no edits because this is Thursday night and the show drops Friday. So everything is just the way it is. So, and by the way, I'm going to play you something when we come back later tonight. It's going to make you think. Jason Zito sent it to me, and if you couldn't think you could love Mr. Rogers anymore, and then you know what I'm going to do? We'll do something at the end of every show, and then we'll dedicate it to Sean. That's it. Just like we'll just do it. And it'll represent other people that went through something like that. But we'll think of something. Maybe it's this song. We'll play it now, but then we'll end every show with it.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a good thing to hear. So, and then we'll... so
just
maybe
tag
you
it with my website? You're going to use it every week?
Yes.
Great.
So here's what I want you to do. Sean would like this. You say, Sean, you give your website? No, you do. You got to. He would love it. He would fucking love it. He'd be like, of course you got to do it. You give your website, then you go, Sean, however you want to mention him, and then do the song. But you got to give your website first. If Sean was hanging out with us, what would he want us to do?
Oh, you be nice, don't. I don't have a sense of humor anymore.
He'd be like, fucking give your website. You're right. If this guy's going to play it every week, and this guy is me, I have a name, Sean. How dare you say this guy? That's me you're talking about. You get it? You follow it?
I follow
it. Yeah, because there's something to be followed. I'm not losing my mind. Peter, you're good? Peter's giving me the thumbs up. I went zing, zang, zingity, zingity, zing. So, Sean, here we go. Oh, yeah, can you plug your website and then throw to Sean and then do the song?
ChrisFerrin.com.
Can I say one
Available
more thing?
And everywhere,
I want, hold on one second. I want to throw this to you clean. To George Carlin. I'm not doing a bit. To George Carlin. I called you up two nights ago.
Yes.
And I'm like, I want to do something with this song. So, and then you're like, yeah. I think I could do something. Yeah. So here we go. We'll throw to clean your website. Then, because this is the part we're going to play at the end of every show. It's going to start, right?
Hey, Sean. It's Chris Farron from ChrisFerrin.com. Chris Farron on Twitter and Instagram. And I just wanted to send this one out to you, wherever you are. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you, but it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. Hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue. It's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like.
Bob. Ba 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 ba. Who knows how to come back from the other thing?
Yeah.
We did that. That's what we chose to do. Hey, listen, Jake Adams wants me to know. Hey, Todd.
Jake.
If there's any point tonight during tonight's show, you want to mention that Everything Show, which is next Thursday, March 24th at the Improv Lab, I'll be there. And you know who else will be there doing the music? Is JJ Kirkpatrick from the show.
Perfect.
So I'm going to be on the show. It's at the Improv Lab. You can't see comedy in a better place. They put together a show right. They do it right. They have cool music. It's just the whole night is perfect. And then Jake is doing it. It's at the lab, and it's next Thursday, the 24th. So there you go. I mentioned it. I feel better now. I didn't want to forget. All I need is Jake calling me. Hey, how are you? Breathing down my neck. How you doing?
Me? I'm great.
Wow. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Listen. You don't got to thank me. What you've done.
I've earned it.
You've earned it. Hold on, where do we start? Did we get everything done here? Yeah, I got that. Jake's show. Do this. We got that. The protesters. Oh, best feeling is throwing out this piece of paper. How's your sister?
I don't have one.
Oh, she's okay.
You might
though?
Be thinking about my wife.
Your wife. How's your wife?
Great.
Is she good?
She's wonderful.
And you have three kids now?
Four.
Four, yeah. Wow. How old are they? One time my friend had a kid. He goes, you didn't even know I had a second kid, did you? I went, yes, I fucking knew. He goes, well, I didn't. I'm like, that's not fair. I mean, of course I had to lie. What am I going to say? No, it doesn't represent how I feel about him. You don't know I had a second kid. And to tell you the truth, I didn't. That's what I'm going to say next time. You know what I'm going to say if someone asks me that? No, I didn't, but I love you, and I'm embarrassed that I don't know that.
Well, that's a good answer.
I'm in trouble for that, too. Can't you just say yeah? Okay, act like we're at a party.
Woo!
Oh, shit. You know, I thought it would be the type of party. Hey, how have you been? Woo!
I'm vomiting.
I'm vomiting. Oh, come on. It's not that big of a deal, my jokes. Sure, sometimes what I say is funny. So, Chris.
Yeah, Todd.
I want to welcome you here.
Here I am.
Sure I do. again.
Chris Farren, he's on the Todd Glass Show today. Chris Farren, he's on the Todd Glass Show today. Fake problems, strange emotions, it's available on Bandcamp. But first, Chris Farren, he's on the Todd Glass Show today. So make sure you listen to the rest of this episode before you head over to Bandcamp and check out that new 7-inch record from Fake Problems.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Huh? Some good promo.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
The last part seemed a little, was it a little disrespectful to me?
To you?
Well, go. It's saying, oh, yeah, don't leave here before you go over there. Sounds like a Troy Conrad mini podcast. Listen, want to play a new game? It's called Why?
Yes.
How'd you get here?
Car.
Why?
Van.
Why?
Had to come.
Why?
You begged me to be on your podcast.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you have to keep answering? Why?
I don't know. I deleted your number and you keep texting me.
Why?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Why?
It's very strange
and
bizarre.
Let's start a new one. Here we go. Where are you from?
Florida.
Why?
Because when I was 7, my mom and I moved there with my grandparents.
Why?
Because my grandfather, he sold his software company, and he retired to Florida.
Why?
I think he sold it to IBM.
Why?
Because they made the best offer, and he thought it was time to get
Why?
Out. I think he was just growing older and older, and he
Why?
Was like, I can't do this anymore.
Why?
I don't know. He ages.
Why? I might not know. You have to answer me.
God created him.
Why?
He gets older and older every day.
Why?
I don't know.
Wow, there sounds like there's no God. That's what I take out of that.
That's what you take out of this game.
What if everything leads to that? Then why does God do that? I don't know. There can't be a God. He just says why until he figures out there's no God. Anyway, but that's a new thing that I'm playing. It's a new game I'd like to introduce to the audience tonight. It's
great.
One of our new sketches. We're debuting it. So would you like to do another? It's hard to do, by the way. It's exhausting, isn't it?
Why?
Because it just seems like you have to keep answering questions over and over again.
Why?
Because the game is that every time someone says why, no matter how ridiculous it is, you have to answer why.
Why?
Because I think the repetition's funny, so every time somebody says something, when they say why, you have to answer them why, and it just goes in circles.
Why?
Because that's just the... not having kids, definitely now. I want to be the patient parent. Well, I hate when I see parents being patient in front of people, and I perceive it just because they're in front of people. All right, relax. I can tell when... Nah, it's like bullshit. By the way, am I wrong? Sometimes I bet. But I can also tell when I think... You can't fake an adult that, of course, has boundaries.
Uh-huh.
It's a good way to say it. Boundaries. Kids need boundaries. But you can't fake it in front of people. You can tell when you see a mom or a dad having a conversation with a young child that child just, you can, to me, I see in an instant, that's a good relationship. That doesn't mean that another time that couldn't be having a tantrum and another
right.
time you want to fucking pull your goddamn, but just the moment from witnessing this conversation, this is not something that's being faked. This is earned because you respect your child.
Right. Yeah.
Of course you can have discipline too. And I like when I see that somewhere. And I know a few times in my life when I eavesdrop at the table next to him, I hear like a little 8-year-old kid and his dad talk. And I'm like, wow. By the way, you might go, well, he's at his best. That's okay. If that's your best, then I bet your worst ain't too bad either. Because that's the best. That is the best. You know, when you just hear it, it's like you can tell he's talking. He has ideas. It's like that's a dad that, you know.
Yeah.
That anyway, I just wanted to let you know that's not what you came from. So I hope you feel better. Do your parents come to your shows?
Yes. Yeah.
What's your mom's name?
Peggy.
Peggy? I like her already.
She's great.
And do they live? Where do they live?
My mom lives in Florida.
They're separated?
Yeah.
Is it amicable? You don't have to talk about it.
At this point,
I don't want to say anything. I don't want to get into anything. I have a serious show I do. I do serious journalism. Mark Maron's so mad at me.
Is he mad?
Well, because he says this is a garage. I go, it's not. It's a barn. Come see it.
Yeah. He won't swing by?
He won't swing by, so... And let's see, what else do I want to answer? Remember you came to see me at that comedy club? Thank God you guys were there.
Oh, in Marco Island?
They're serving... Marco Island. It's called, what's it called?
Fucking Captain Somebody's.
Don't say it. Food was so good. There was a lot of, I was doing my show in the back, literally while I'm doing, you guys were my only sanity because you guys were there. Well, of course, I told you on the phone. Remember what I said? I go, yeah, you fucking come more than one night. I came here for you. You're like, we will. We'll be there. Yeah. And in the back, it's like, lobster! Okay, who's got the salad? You don't call the order out at a comedy club. What do you think this is, the Red Lobster?
Yeah, it's not the best place for comedy.
No. You know what? He needs to hear it, too. And I said everything nice the last time I listened to
this Todd Glass show.
I need it too intimate. Yet they did everything. You know what? They did everything. The food was unbelievable. I loved his parents were so sweet. I enjoyed talking to him on the way from the airport to the thing. I did.
Yeah.
But I said this. I'm just only saying it just in case someone didn't hear all that I said last time. But no, someone needs to go. Okay, this is not this is a glorified restaurant.
Yeah.
But I don't think to fix it would be that hard of a thing. I don't, because they get a lot of it right. They did get a lot of it right. They put you up at this beautiful place and...
They just gotta stop serving food.
Yeah, you gotta have. You gotta.
When the comedy starts,
you gotta,
right?
Yeah. You can't listen to this podcast if you own that club and go, "Oh, that's his opinion." Well, come on. I've been doing this a long time, and I'm a pretty fair person. Somebody sent this in. You know, Blake and Todd thing. Scary to hear it.
I'm cursed by the devil. You don't understand.
This is really from the show, and it makes... And then they took Blake saying something. I love it. It's crazy. I think it's good dance. They could play this at a club, maybe. I heard they're playing in a lot of the clubs.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's Blake. He was really saying that on our show. I swear to God. To George Carlin. Give you a fake mushroom feeling.
Yeah.
Not that I ever did it or heard about it.
You never even heard about it.
Never heard about it. What are you talking about?
Mushroom?
What? You mean in my lawn? Should I get a gardener in here?
Yeah. Yes.
You know what? Tell. I don't mind hearing it again because it's such a great story about the time when you did. Was it mushrooms
ecstasy.
You did? Ecstasy. And you thought you were acting like.
All right. My friend Sean and I, we did. We had never done ecstasy before. And we got two ecstasy pills, and we were really scared to do it. So we just were like, all right, well, let's just split one in half and take half of each. And then we were like, well, maybe we'll just take half of the half. So we each took a quarter of one ecstasy and then, like, ate it and just kind of stood there for a little bit. And then we watched Harry Potter, like a 2.5-hour movie. And we're like, I think I feel crazy. And we put these masks on because we were like, I've seen people on ecstasy before. They like dress crazy, huh? And so we dressed crazy. And then we fell asleep.
Because you thought, oh, this is what people on X do.
Yeah.
I did mushrooms up in South by Southwest.
Just now.
For the third time, yeah.
Wow.
2 days ago. And it was a lot of fun. We were in this, you know, I never did this with a bike, and then there's a carriage behind the bike. And
oh, yeah, yeah. Pedicab.
Pedicab, yeah. Let me tell you something. That's stupid to be embarrassed about that, because it's amazing.
It's fun.
It's amazing. So we ended up taking, we had a certain amount. My friend Rob was going to do it, and he was going to give some to his girlfriend, but we decided that we would just do it all and tell her we dropped her portion out of the pedicab.
I hope she never listens to this podcast.
Well, I hope so. Oops. Come on. No, there's a lot of bits on the show. Not everything we say is true.
Yeah. What are you winking?
I've been cursed by the devil. See, I could get you saying that. Just go ibbidibidoo, ibbidibidee.
Ibbidibidoo, ibbidibidee.
Ibbidibidee.
Ibbidibidoo.
Ibbidibidoo. Do it for 10 seconds. No, just go seriously.
Ibbidibidoo, ibbidibidee, ibbidibidoo, ibbidibidee, ibbidibidoo, ibbidibidee, ibbidibidoo, ibbidibidee, ibbidibidoo, ibbidibidee, ibbidibidoo, ibbidibidee,
ibbidibidoo, ibbidibidee,
ibbidibidoo, ibbidibidee.
See? They'll take that now. They'll do it again.
Beautiful.
Sure. That's what. Now, sir, I'd like to order one of those. Whoever made the last one, and I should know your name, and you tweeted at me, and I will look at it, but you tweeted at me like 5 times, and I never listened to it that far in. Can I make a suggestion? You get to the part where you mention me. He says I've been cursed by the devil, and that plays out so long. But you know what? Fuck me. No, seriously. Everyone stay seated. Meaning, I shouldn't give him correction. I shouldn't give him correction. What I'm saying is, he let it breathe, and when I finally, one night, we were just listening to it, and we let it breathe, it got to the part where Blake comes in. Ibbidi-bidoo. But to me, that part is like, oh, I wanted to. But you, what you did was wonderful, and I loved it, and it was great. And I'm happy you're here, and I'm glad you made it, and make the next one a little shorter. Up front. I repeat the same thing all over again. What's wrong? Anyway, so what were we doing? Ibbidi-bidoo, ibbidi-bidoo.
Yeah, you made me do that for 10 seconds and then.
Oh, because I want them to take that and do what they did with Blake, with you. Yeah. Now you think I made you look stupid, but wait till they do it. You're like, fuck, Todd knew what he was doing. Huh? Because this guy's going to let me down. He's going to take that. Matter of fact, if you do something else, let's give him something to work with.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I go, I give him something.
Yeah, nice.
Sure. Do you want to give him something to work with, or are we supposed? He's just supposed to make.
No,
you
know,
he took Blake going ibbidibidoo.
Yeah, yeah.
I happen to go what? Sure, but if we're gonna give him,
if we're gonna
make Blake, they're gonna be so jealous of ours.
Oh,
this
God.
New one we're creating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blake's gonna go. Oh, I thought ibbidibidoo was big. Did you hear Chris Farron talk last?
Shut up for a second.
I hope they use that.
They can use that.
Now, if he doesn't do something with that, this guy's a real fucking idiot.
Yeah, I agree.
We just gave him gold.
I agree.
And by the way, I kid when I say that, sir. I make a lot of jokes because it's been working for me. So you want to do something? Are you feeling good?
I feel great.
This is when I remember, calm down. Nobody's in a hurry. I want to really regroup right now. You know what I'd like to do, if it's all right with you? Is it all right with you?
It's all right with me.
Oh, why? I won't put you through that again. I'd like to for you guys to do a song.
Oh, I'd love to.
Because it lets me relax, and it's I can, you know, rethink how I'm going to, you know. Well, no, I listen to the song. I don't want you to think I'm over here going, what will we do coming out of this? And by the way, Casey Lee is now going to pick up his electric guitar. I love it. I love that there's instruments in the studio. It gives it soul. Sam is here. Oh, you have to make a lot of noise with that.
So sorry.
And by the way, remember last time when I gave you my mic and then I changed the effects on it?
I won't
do it with this song, but later you're going to do something with it. Oh, I have an idea. I'm going to give you a song by Johnny Cash that I listen to almost at least once a week. I'm going to put it in headphones, and you have to listen to it, and you only hear it, but you have to play it on your guitar and sing what you hear. You got to bare your soul a little bit, but I think, would you do it?
It would be bad.
It would be bad, but that's, people know exactly what's going on. It's not like they're judging going, wow, that's weird. They know you're hearing something, processing it, and having to repeat it right away.
Right.
But you see, all you have to do is bare your soul a little bit. Are you up for doing it?
I would love to bare my soul.
Then we have time for this. Oh, I like that. Oh, it sounds like a real band. You know what I mean? You hear it in the background. You're like, what's going on at the Todd Glass Show, Peter? It's all right. I like it. No, it sounds cool. It's like, what's up over here? You having a problem with the amp? Nah, I know sound talk. Hold on, let me go over there. No, I love it. What's the... You need an amp charger? Oh, what's this? What type you got here? Is this a Yamaha? What is it?
It's a Fender.
Yeah, Fender's great. I like just the Yamaha. Everybody gets those, but I'm a big Fender guy.
Oh, I rent it.
Yeah. What do you normally have?
Fender.
The Fender, yeah, they're good. I love the Fenders. Is that got the on-off button? Yeah, just like mine. How you doing?
Great.
Is that your guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, does that have the strings on it?
Yes.
Yeah, mine does, too.
Really?
Hey, Aaron, they're nice glasses. Are they the type that help you see better?
No, they're just for looking.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for fucking up my bit. Oh, Jesus. Aristotle, blah, 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 blah. I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Uh-huh.
Well, I feel like I am. I feel like sometimes I'm too silly. I feel like I'm too good for my own health.
Aww.
I don't know what I'm saying. All right, listen. This is my favorite part. I can sit back, relax. You guys are comfortable. You're set up. Now, I don't want you to get too much reverb, but I would like a little bit.
I'm going to take my headphones.
You know, do you want to just play in the room? Can we get it to go through the room? You want to do a little check? We're doing everything live tonight because this show airs tomorrow, so let's just do a little check. Like, talk to your mic. Is it going to come through the house?
Yeah.
Just in case, I'm not going to interrupt your song, so I do not need a mic. I want to be very professional. And then you're good over there. Wow. This is like professional.
Yeah.
Shit. Mark Maron is so fucking mad.
I know.
Oh, I heard a story. I can't talk about it, though. But he's like, God damn it. Now he has real musicians on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to spice it up year 2016. I was going to have musicians. Yeah. He's in his garage.
Yeah. And you said that thing about his guitar playing to him, you said to me before the show started?
I don't really. He won't take my call. Mommy, help. Chris Farron. Can I throw to you?
Yeah, throw to
me. But you got
to
start right away.
All right.
So here we are, part of our summer concert series. Chris Farron and Casey Lee. God damn it, take two. Son of a bitch!
Wow, our only edit for the show.
No! Leave it in. I want you to show people what I go through to make this show perfect for them. No one knows. No one knows what I go through. Leave it in tonight. Let tonight be the first night that people hear that from this. So this is part of our summer concert series, and we're just having a great time here. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Farron and Casey Lee.
Back then, I would lose my only friend when you surrendered to the devil that was chasing you around. We stopped talking for some time. I was destroyed. You seemed fine out late with your brand new life. I held my breath and prayed for mine to end. It was hard to believe one could ever leave me. My taillights quickly retreating. The only lights I seem to see is your heart still beating. I guess I was just like you. I gave up to let the days just turn to months. Avoid everything and everyone around. Ignore the phone calls from my mom. Pretend I'm busy writing songs as I just blaze away. Single player video games. It was hard to believe anyone could ever leave me. Now taillights quickly retreating. The only lights I seem to see is your heart still beating.
must be some sort of heaven with everything that I could ever dream of. 'Cause it's hard to believe anyone could ever leave. Taillights quickly retreating are the only lights I seem to see. Is your heart still beating?
Wow, that was great.
Thank you.
I love it. Sounded really good in here.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, the line about ignoring your mother, is this a problem? That's all I took out of the whole song. Now you talked about ignoring your mother. Is this something you need to talk about? Can you play this country loop? I like to, because Chris can sing, throw horrors at him. Oh, now we're starting the show.
All right.
It's a barn. Huh?
This is your new opening?
Sure.
What a barn. Only funny people go there.
It's the Todd Glass Show, you dumb fucks.
It'll show there. It was voted number one there.
Hey, hey,
oh, there's
hey.
Music.
Of course there's music.
Dancing.
Chris Barron is here.
And
Casey Lee.
Podcast people.
Casey Lee, just in case he sends people to listen to the show, they're like, he didn't really say your name that much. Now, Casey Lee, Casey Lee, Casey Lee, Casey Lee.
There you
Casey
go.
Casey Lee,
Casey Lee.
Casey Lee. Casey Lee. Casey Lee. Casey Lee. Casey Lee. Casey Lee. Casey Lee. Casey Lee. Casey Lee. Casey Lee. Casey Lee.
Do the bits they love the best. Then they hear a rumble.
Now it's the start of the show.
All right.
A rumble.
Happy moment. All the joy the show will bring.
Hey.
4 miles around, you'll hear them sing.
Here we go. The sing along.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Enough with this already. Listen, I want to thank you for being here tonight.
Me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Listen, I got so much more. See, that's an empty sheet. I don't need that. I have an idea. I want to make you do that thing where I make you listen to a song on my iPad, on my iPhone, on my, yeah, my iPhone, that you've never heard before. You'll hear the words, you'll hear the music, but then you have to play it. But I'll give you a little, I will do one other thing and then that. I just want you to know it's coming up.
Okay.
So, hold on, there's something. Why did I write? Oh, yes. So what did that person, you talking to the mic, what did that person want us to do who sent that letter in?
Oh, they sent in.
Do you remember who it was, their name? It's okay. It's Sean. Yet. Sean.
Sean.
Sean. So what did he want us to do? So they'll write the movie. We just have to come up with the premise. That's like part of their podcast. So we have to go ahead.
Yeah. So they, I believe, have a podcast of their own where they actually make up a full story and they do the whole plot.
Excuse me for 1 second. Aristotle, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. Can you believe
Ew.
That?
I can't even. I mean,
why would he do that's that? Just, that is disgusting.
Wow.
Oh, my God. What is wrong? That's not a way to act. I've never seen anything like this.
It's just,
oh, my God.
How could you?
Why would anybody?
Were you born in a barn?
Oh, Jesus.
Were you raised in this
Put it away.
Barn? Put it away. Wow. Really? Just because we have some pretty girls here tonight? Not one. Okay. So what? So we'll write it like, it could be anything. It could be like,
yeah, so they write the whole story. They just want an idea of what to write about, and they go from there.
So it could be a story about anything at all, a pigeon that was raised by a dog. And
or like a pigeon that was...
You want to be nice. Don't make it sad. I can tell the look in your eye. You're going somewhere evil.
A pigeon that was like raised by a dog.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what I said.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
No.
No, a pigeon... Okay, just...
All right, it could be anything. Like a pigeon...
Well, no, no, let's not start with pigeon.
All right.
Not to, no
like
offense
a dog?
To, no offense to pigeons, but it's hard to go somewhere that great with them.
Right. Well, okay, I mean, a at dog, the best, how's a family
their,
of dog.
At the best, how's their life? No offense.
To me?
A pigeon. Like, I had a joke one night. You want to know the sad part? One, I, that's a nice cough. Sounds like a person that should deal with it. So one night in my act, I said, one night in my act, I have a joke, why would a bird live in a shitty neighborhood? Okay, I'm not doing my jokes from my act. So anyway, I have a joke where I go, yeah, why would a bird live in a shitty neighborhood? And my friends thought I was high because, you know.
You were.
But yeah, so they figured it out. So that's a joke. And then one night back, I said, a pigeon. I go, so we're driving through this neighborhood, and I was like, out of nowhere. I go, why would a pigeon live in a shitty neighborhood? And they didn't get a laugh because, you know what, pigeons would live in a shitty neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, they're pigeons. They're not glorified animals.
Yeah.
But they're beautiful. And I love to bathe them and put them in a clean atmosphere.
They look like doves, don't they?
They do look like dogs. I'm doves. The guy that doesn't listen. Oh, you're right. They're like dogs. No, you know what? That, why am I saying if this show wasn't Thursday and I knew it was dropping Friday, I would say edit that out because it's just negative towards an animal. Pigeons are fine. Who's to say one animal is more glorified than another?
Oh, you mean like fine.
Pigeons you see in the city pecking this shit out of the road.
You mean they're like fine.
What's that?
That's like, they're fucking fine.
They're what?
Fine.
Fine?
Fine.
They're fine?
Yeah.
Pigeons are fine?
They're fucking fine.
I don't know, but this inflection is funny. Are you saying fine?
I'm saying pigeons
are
fucking fine.
Do you ever have a pet, an odd
a
pet?
A pet pigeon?
Do you ever have any pet that's other than... Oh, wait, let's get back to our bit. We have to write the thing for this guy.
Okay.
That's all we did was
it could
come
be
a,
anything.
That's how shitty we are. It the guy's be... sitting at home with a pen and a notepad going, they didn't give us anything, honey. Nothing. No, they started talking about it, then Chris Barron went off on this tangent about fine. They didn't give us shit. I guess our podcast is a joke to that fucking show over there. Excuse me, I'm not Chris Farron. I get to travel around on a tour bus, having fun, going city to city, playing my... I'm just a guy with a podcast. And the concept is that people... We write content. I just wanted them to come up with a good idea, and it's like they're mocking it over there. My life is not to be mocked, this Todd Glass show. I'll find out where his house is. I'd like to go down there and give him a little piece of me. Todd Glass, Mr. Big Shot. Oh, I was hoping that he was going to, like, get into it and give us some of substance. So anyway, let's do this right. Let's, like, let's go around the...
Yeah.
Honey, I'm sorry. It ends up he's going to do it right. All right, that bit's over. Well, maybe later. Can always make a comeback. All right, so listen. So what is it? You start. I don't like improv.
Right,
I feel like we're a bad improv troupe now.
No, don't say that.
Okay, it's a kid, and he has a dog.
And the dog raises a pigeon?
Oh, why do you want to go back to the pigeon?
I don't know. I got pigeons on the mind. They're
pigeons
so
are fine.
Fucking fine.
Pigeons are fine.
They're so fine.
Okay, let's make it nice.
Right.
Now, you do whatever you want. Guess what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go around the room. When we get to you, don't make a joke. Don't do a parody of it to George Carlin. I want everyone to really try. If you can't think of anything, move it along by going 30 minutes later. You know, don't be nervous if nothing's coming to you. But we're going to start with you. You start the story. We go around the room. We'll end with Aristotle. And it doesn't have to be great. It could be add one element to it. And they took a trip to the mountains. It doesn't have to be glorious. Just don't be a dick when I get to you with it. Talking to Peter. Okay, go ahead. You want to start? Do you want to start?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, it's a pigeon. I'm serious.
Okay, guess what? Well, as soon as it gets to me, I'm going to get rid of that pigeon.
We're making the movie all together like this?
Yeah, that's how we do it.
You start it.
By the way, I'm not going to do anything to your pigeon. If there's a pigeon in your story, I'm not going to have him nixed out in my version. And then I killed the pigeon. I would never do that. Hold on. So,
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's a couple of pigeons. And they get separated from each other in the North Pole, and the only person who can bring them back together, Saint Nick, Santa Claus.
So Saint Nick, can I get reverb too? Jesus, what the hell, I ruined the story. So there was Saint Nick, Santa Claus to you and me. I'm trying to fix it. And this is hard. And they saw the pigeons. And he said, come here, my pigeons. You can live with me in this beautiful mansion and have the life you deserved.
Yeah.
And then...
But then Krampus showed up.
Evil Santa.
Krampus wants to keep the pigeons apart. And, yeah, that's all I got. That's the...
Go ahead. So the lady just project. You don't have to...
The lady pigeon is taken away by Krampus. The boy pigeon and Santa Claus, there's a scramble to save her. But they both get knocked out cold in the snow. And nobody knows where they are until they're stumbled upon.
You make this story go nice. I want these pigeons alive and fine.
By an army of elves going to save the lady pigeon, they find the lady pigeon, and Krampus is just giving her a nice meal. And they're having a great time. Positive stuff going on.
And let's just say that a nice meal wasn't the only thing Krampus gave her. They sit down and they figure out that tonight is going to be the night that people get presents.
And blackout. Do something with that. Tired of giving. All I do is give. You want to hear something that somebody made this? I think, like, this is can you play this Inky Dinky Doodah? Play Inky Dinky Doodah. Why does this? Now, I like it. Hold on. Let me apologize. Do I like it or am I making fun of it? Can we decide after we hear it?
After we hear it, yeah.
Look at this sky. Look at this world. Look at the boys. Look at the girls.
It's an Inky Dinky Doodah morning.
Morning.
Brisk and sweet.
Can I tell you something? The next time you write one of your songs that's supposed to give a positive message, I guess it should be doing more than this, right? So let's listen to this. No bullshit, no judging, no what this, no keys, no this, no this is not artistic. Where are you at if you don't analyze it? Where does this song bring you? You feel safe?
Feel the sun, breathe the air.
Mind if I touch you there?
It's an inky dinky doodah morning.
Inky dinky doodah morning. Morning.
It's the head.
Morning.
Seriously.
Morning.
I want breakfast.
Have some bread.
Can't live on that, the Bible said.
It's an inky dinky doodah morning.
Inky dinky doodah.
This is my parents' wedding song.
Morning. Morning.
Yeah.
Morning.
They went out. They danced.
Morning. Morning.
Oh, Jesus. I bring the cards out to discuss the amazing questions. These are the Blake Wexler questions, we call them. These are this is a board game, and these are real questions from the board game.
Okay.
And this is what people do. Some people could be gathering at their house. Did we get all the business out of the way?
I believe so.
Can you play this country loop for no reason? I just feel like doing it. I'm going to start going out to this every night. Just keep playing it over and over again. You could sing anything to this.
It's great. Go ahead.
I've got a cackle out of me. Because it's like, yeah, good. Go ahead. Yeah, no. It's a good idea. Go ahead. Take the ribbon from your hair. Let it loose and let it fall. Take the ribbon from anything. Take your ribbon. Christmas comes before December. But Monday's here on Friday night. Thursday comes around the corner. And then I say to myself, Hank, what's fucking eating you up inside? Why are you walking around with all this anger? And then I just start to scream.
because I can't bear my own thoughts. Take the ribbon from your hair.
He just goes back to the song.
Let it loose and let it fall. What am I supposed to do tonight? Walking around with rage inside of me. Take the ribbon from your hair.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Great, now my voice has gone out, and I have a show to do tomorrow. You know, I'm mostly a singer now, Chris. I don't know if you knew that.
You sing?
Well, me and you have a lot in common.
Yeah?
I make most of my money being a singer. You know how Leno used to say he lives off his Tonight Show money?
Yeah.
That's my new thing. Most of my money I make from singing. Comedian, that's my gravy. But I'm a singer. I'm like you, man. We're on the tour bus. We're going off. A lot of action.
Yeah?
I keep it generic. Hot action. It could be a guy. It could be a girl. It could be whatever you love, whatever makes you feel special. It could be being all by
yourself. My wife?
I mean, ask you something. Hey, Jingle Joe, you know what he asked me? And I'm not joking around.
What?
He goes, hey, is Chris Farron married? In a text to George Carlin.
Really?
Yeah, I go, yeah. He goes, oh, yeah, because I didn't know, because I knew he was talking. Yeah, she's married. He goes, can I ask him a question about his wife? And I thought, oh, is your wife like an actress maybe? He goes, does he fuck that shit? So I want him to know that. I hope some of his students listen. Would your wife understand that joke if she heard the show?
Yes.
Is she fun? She's a nun, right?
Yeah, she's a nun.
You met her at nun school.
Yeah, me and her met at nun school.
Sure. I met your girlfriend when I was in...
Yeah, you did.
At that comedy club. She was sweet. I liked her. Seriously.
Hands off.
No. Why do I laugh? I get my paws all over her. I'd love it. I'm sure she'd love it, too. Now, give me your number. Come on, don't be a dick. Come on, let me fool around with her. It'll be fun. What do you give a shit? You're so great. Now, come on, give me your number. I don't want to continue the podcast unless you write her number down and slide it across the table.
All right, here we go.
Oh, that's your real number. Oh. What's... Okay, so I want everyone to be comfortable. I'm not like these other podcasts where they're like, oh, is there... You know what? You know how everything's going great? If you're having a good time, everyone else is.
Which
that's
podcast?
That's what they told me in San Antonio. Well, which other podcast?
Yeah, let's count them down.
The other ones?
Yeah.
There's... I'd be like Donald Trump. I don't even know there are other podcasts. I have no idea. No, is that a thing? I'm not even aware of it. Listen, play one of my new jingles from that guy.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show.
It's freaking hilarious.
Where Todd will misuse the word cliche every 20 minutes. Holy fuck.
You know, those jingles. You know my favorite part of that jingle? Those people they get from the street. Like, picture them, those idiots walking around the mall. Oh, my God, we love Mark and Brian. You know, play it again. They listen to them. This is those type of cuts that they get. They went up to him in, like, a pavilion. Hey, do you like to listen to Spaghetti in the Morning with Spagoogie?
You're listening to Spagoogie and the Spaghetti.
It's freaking hilarious.
Your Todd will miss.
All right, enough of that. Play another one.
Every 20. The Todd Glass Show, sweeping the nation like a fuckity-fuck-fuck-fuckity-fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Sometimes they're hard to write them, in all fairness. Yeah. That one I was drinking a little. go play another one.
The Todd Glass Show, voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Well, that's true. One more.
The Todd Glass Show, the number one podcast listened to in other countries by people who are smarter and hipper than us.
Well, that's true. That's true. I can't say that because I would need a license to play it. Now listen, why do I feel like I'm genuinely having a good time, but I feel like I'm a little too chaotic.
No.
A little bit?
No.
Really? I mean, I wouldn't be offended. I'm not. If you're like, take a deep breath, concentrate. What do you think that people with the idea with the movie, you think they were happy?
Yeah.
They went around the room. Todd didn't even try. Ended up, they were so angry. Michael Calhoun, he ended up defending me in court because he's a lawyer now. All right, Inky Dinky Doodah. Do you think I made my point with that song?
Yes.
Like, I'm just saying, yeah, but that song has no... Inky Dinky.
Look at this sky, look at this world, look at the boys.
I love the feeling. I can't, if I'm not trying to be cool, if I was by myself in the car, driving around, yes, I'd turn every corner to this song. I would overdo the steering wheel. You know what I mean? Picture driving around, not trying to be cool, and you're driving down a cool street with trees and you're turning like in the movies. Just looking for the address. like a bus you drive in. Ba 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 da da da, I can sing. Listen to me.
Feel the sun, breathe the air.
This is my show.
I touch you.
My new show, the name's no, Is This Necessary? And I play shit like this. People go, honey, is this necessary? Maybe I picture a couple, one likes the show, one doesn't. Honey, is this necessary? You listen to this. I want to hear Todd comment over Inky Dinky Spider. I got to hear just 10 more minutes.
Inky Dinky Spider?
Whatever it is. Inky Dinky Doo-Dah Morning. If somebody needs it. Maybe they do.
Morning.
Honey, I'll be right up to bed. I love you very much, but I just want to hear what Todd and Chris Farron do while they play that song as they talk over it. I got to hear a little more. Do you like this song, Chris?
I love it.
Well, I don't feel so right. I didn't sleep.
This song's silly, isn't it, Chris?
So silly.
Can you believe it?
I can't even believe it.
Honey, I'll be right to bed. Chris just said something that he couldn't believe it either. Like, Todd, why do you have to interrupt me? Why is it funny to make couples always yelling at each other? In truth, in real life, that's so sad. Because he loves the show so much. I picture it's Eddie Pepitone. All my bits, I picture Eddie Pepitone. Matter of fact, if I was going to have a movie, I'd cast him in every role, even the leading woman. That's how talented I think he is.
Wow.
Her fault that she's not.
Now, listen, here's what I want to do. Take a deep breath. Do we have headsets? Do we have headsets we can put in here? Unplug his?
What are you talking about?
Well, I want to do this thing with the song where you I'm going to ask you.
Oh,
to,
right.
And then I want you guys to do another song, but I know timing. I know when I'm out of nowhere, I'll be like, hey, would you guys want to do another song? And you'll be like, oh, yeah, man, totally.
That's how cool we are.
Do we have headphones?
You want to just plug into...
No, I need him to just hear it and nobody else. So, do we have any extra... Wait, this is my fault. I never asked for... Okay, cool.
This is the one I have?
Okay, I got it. We're trying it on the air. We're doing this live.
No, it's not because I can still hear him.
Let's not fuck it up. Everything's great.
Yeah, that's one.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so I'm going to play a song.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to try to sing it. And look, everyone knows. Can I do two?
Simple Man.
Sure.
Hold on, Peter. Remember, Peter's like, I forgot about not yelling out. This old wheel. Let's try this old wheel.
Great.
Oh, wait. Know what? Can I give you one harder first?
I'm not going to be able to do anything, so you can don't make be it as negative. Hard as you want.
You know what? I think you could.
Aw.
That old wheel is gonna roll around the slower when it's turned. It'll even up the score, don't be real. As they they will reel, bend the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Is it hard?
It's incredibly hard.
Can I tell you, is this one easier?
Take a mip-map-mop and a click-clam-bloom. Take your bim-bam babies home and home tonight.
Just try, please.
Give me slim-slam slippers in my easy chair. The flim-flam flimmers in my easy chair. Then kiss me, baby. Let me hold you tight. Bend north and south and east and west. But even a honey bee needs some rest. When I get my job and my chest pressed, follow the swallow bird through to my nest. A flim flam worry and a slim a slam and a shimmer shimmer shake. Coming home tonight.
Hold on, I gotta do something before you finish it, and you're doing more. Hold on. Give me that. Can you give me that chord? I wanna play this. So people know what you're actually like, that you're not losing your mind. Like, okay, so this is what. Go ahead, you can play it. And then I'm going to make you finish yours. This is what he's listening to. Come on already, goddammit. It's annoying. Jesus.
Grab a
a mip, mop, mop, and a brim, bram, broom. Clim, clam, clean up the rim, ram, room. Cause your bim, bam, baby is getting back tonight. Get my slim, slam slippers and my easy chair.
We're sitting in the room. It's dark. We're going to enjoy this song. Hair. We're going to let it breathe.
Kiss me, baby. Let me hold you tight.
I know it. Watch. A little reverb.
I've been north and south and east and west. But even a honeybee needs some rest. So I hit my jacket and my trousers pressed. I follow the swallow right back to my nest. There's your whim-wham worry. If my choo-choo's late, gonna shim-sham shuttle on a frim-fram freight.
All right. So now we give you that back. And then
I'm doing it again.
I don't. Whatever you think. Whenever you get insecure and you think, oh, it's beautiful. It's just to know that that's what you're hearing. Just commit. What you did was great before. I think it's worth it. And if it's, you know what they say in San Antonio? If it's making you laugh, we're laughing too.
Great.
That's what they said to me. And then the guy offered me some Coke.
And then?
Thank you very much, Sam, at least. Okay, so I want to make sure I start this from the beginning, although that's a long opening. Same one. I think the same one, don't you?
Yeah,
because that's a good one. Hold on. Is that playing?
It's not the beginning. But
oh, it's not? No, I want to make sure it's the beginning. Hold on. Now is it the beginning?
It's like the end.
Oh, how do you get it back to the beginning?
You want to hand it to me?
Well, no, because I should be able to figure it out. hold on. Just bear with me. This is live, folks. Tonight on the Schuylkill Expressway is all clogged up.
Should I sing? Ram room.
No. I want you to do it. I want you to. I don't want ever people to remember to forget.
You also have to remember. I can't understand what you're saying if you're talking to me, because I can only hear the song.
Oh, whence I play it.
Is it playing right now? Yes.
What's playing? Hold on. I gotta find this. Hold on. Just bear with me. No, but how do you start it over? This is annoying me. Jesus Christ, I've never been so... No, I don't like it. Hold on, I think I got it. Maybe I should try another one. Do you want to try another one?
Sure.
It brings me joy.
Today, I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm thinking it was one. It's what she gave. I took a right.
I feel bad.
It's
a representation of the type of music that I listen to. Wow. Should I play the song that people heard?
Sure.
Yeah. Should I play? This is what he was just singing. Everything's fine. Let me bring the lights back up. I feel like I'm losing control. Why do I need to have control? By the way, do you ever see these shows where the person is at the table, like a professional podcast, the producer, what's going on? Oh, he did. It's all right. Are you okay?
You did.
Oh, I did. Sorry.
Oh, he did?
I thought you
did. Oh, he did? Are you okay?
I don't know what's going on. Well, I'm not, you know, I can't be in. Okay, thank you, Aristotle. You did a great job, and I'm very proud of you. In a time, it was like an earthquake, and then you came through.
Yeah.
For me, everything got jointed. Where's this? That's going there. So anyway, let me play the song so they heard what you were doing. Hey, oh, on the way. Guess it was this one here.
Streets to find the ones we're looking for. We climb the stairs that led us to the front door. And now that I don't want
more. I don't like that one. What do you think of this?
I like this.
I play this. This is my alarm clock every day.
Every day?
And I get up, I make my coffee to this, like act like I'm in a movie. And then I fake, like I walk, but like robot, like a person would walk, overly walking. And I go into the other room and I put on a suit, even though I don't wear one, just for this concept.
You put on a suit and then take it right off.
I put on a suit, I take it right off, and I put on the same shirt I've been wearing for 5 years. That's how extravagant I am. Let's shut this off, plug it back in there, and I have a show to do, and I'm surprised nobody stopped me. No, it just shows, God forbid I ever have a nervous breakdown, they're going to let me just ramble on here.
Yeah.
No one's going to come in and go, Todd's obviously having difficulty.
Let's give him his own podcast.
He hasn't been funny. He hasn't been funny in 30 minutes. And then everything's going to be fine. Wow, that's so quick. So here's the question, Chris. I feel like when that joke taken out of context about does he fuck that shit, for someone that is listening to the show for the first time, I could see them going, whoa, that's a little crass. And it comes from a hilarious backstory of that. Me asking if somebody fucked that shit. So I guess it goes right back to the same thing. What's the difference between innocence? What? Oh, so anyway, yes. Thank you, Aristotle. So a lot of shows. Now, I've been to other podcasts. Howard Stern, isn't there a producer in another room? Of course, he's in another room. At the, mm-hmm. Oh, when you go to a real radio show, I guess they're in another room, right?
Right.
Sure, they come over the... yeah, this is... I've been to podcasts. I said, oh, who produces it? They go, that person. At the table with us? Is it a joke, this show? No, I'm not trying to be a joke. They go, oh, yeah, this is the producer. He said, that's the guest? No, we have our producer's in a different room, of course. There's plexiglass. You don't just sit in the same room.
Oh, wow. Look at that. How beautiful
is
that?
He's in another room, of course.
That's cool.
That's my favorite thing to do every week. So much work. But doesn't it make Aristotle look like artwork?
Yeah.
Because there's a piece of plexiglass with a black rim around it, and then it says across the top, like it was at a bank from 1940, it says, Podcast Producer Aristotle. I can't even read it. Jesus. So anyway, there's that bit right there.
Beautiful.
Let's do this. I have to make executive decisions. Let's listen to QVC. Do you want to answer one of these questions, or do you want to listen to people lie about shit on QVC?
Both? Is
okay.
Both an option?
Okay. Now, I have three cards here. Which one would you like me to ask you a question from so you don't think I'm cheating?
This one.
There's no way you could cheat anyway. Why would I cheat and pick a question? What's your favorite thing about Todd? I swear I don't, and it's obviously pasted over it, but with cardboard. I don't even use paper that's the same thickness because I was too cheap. I take cardboard boxes and I cut out squares and I go, you go, Todd, this is actually thicker, and it's written in Crown. No, I don't. Famous comedian Todd Glass. Well, I don't think it says that. Todd, you're not referenced that way in books. Well, I don't do it. Here we go. Okay. What skill do you possess? Oh, you can also say pass two times if you want. I want this to be a fun thing.
Great.
You pass two times. The third time you do have to. Okay. You can either answer the third one. Let me go over the rules of the game show, I guess. No, I should go over the rules of the game show, you know. So, you know, this is just, we make it dramatic, okay? So, this is the game show. This is the name of it. It's about, here's what we do. Chris Farron, you're from Florida?
Yes.
Now, who do you have in the audience here tonight?
My friend Casey.
Huh. Casey looks like a nice young man.
Thanks.
Out here supporting you. Nothing like a good friend to comfort you. I'm sure you're a little nervous.
Yeah.
What we're going to do on the Todd Glass Show, Casey. I mean,
Chris.
Chris. We're going to reach into this box of questions.
Right.
As I open the box. Just play other stuff for no reason. I'll make it work. So what we're going to do right now. Ding, 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 ding. Can you play other stuff while this is playing?
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show.
No, from the game show wheel. What's that? Is everything all right? It's all right. Thing happens, Peter. Seriously. Don't make me be the parent. Then you suck the fun out of the night for me. It's how I want to spend the rest of my night yelling at Peter, then feeling bad that he's not having fun. Well, nothing gets better than that. Ride on my emotions all evening long. I didn't know I was yelling out. Then he makes himself the victim. Okay, here we go. You're going to reach into this thing. You're going to ask you a question.
Okay.
You could pass two times, and then you have to answer the question a third time. So the first question is, What skill do you possess that most people don't know about? It's a hard question. I'll tell you why, Chris, and you can take it and you can answer it or you can pass on it. Because it's... Here's how they would do this show if they really tried to stretch this dumb thing into a show. Here's how they... Because it's forcing you to say something about yourself that maybe would be perceived as a brag.
Yeah.
Oh, no one knows I... But it could be an ability you have.
I have a perfect body.
Hold on 1 second. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Oh.
Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
Ah, you were wrong.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
I finally got to use that son of a bitch. I asked Lynn to make that 3 years ago. I just wanted to have a game show where it's wrong. What is your middle name?
Richard.
Wrong! No, what's your favorite food?
Lobster.
Ah, wrong! You're wrong! Where do you like to go every summer?
The beach.
Ah. Whoa. You know you're right, right, right. Yes, right, you are right.
Oh, cool.
I'm done. I'm tired of these post-its. I feel like they're controlling me.
Yeah.
Ever asked for was love. What were we talking about? We were doing something, and I'm sorry, I'm very unprofessional.
We were doing.
Do I have to apologize for my podcast? Do I owe people an apology letter?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
You think this is a good fake cry? Be honest. If I was in a movie.
Go ahead.
Oh, why? No. I want to remember what we were talking about. Don't let me forget.
You said, let's do the cards and then do the QVC.
So the second card.
Oh, second card.
Second card. You didn't answer. Did you answer that one?
Yep.
Oh, what? Oh, you have a perfect body. Oh, you did that. It's done then.
Yeah. And
the
then
game's over.
Now we listen to QVC.
This is Blake Wexler's. We're going in for the close, too, by the way.
Oh, baby.
Well, when I say we're going in for the close, we have 30 minutes.
Okay.
I want to... I just approve how professional I am. With all the chaos, I somehow know when to bring it together. We're going to listen to some QVC,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to do another song. Now, here's the thing. If I request the song you did last time, and then after that we'll close the show with the song that you, by your choice, would that be okay?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm worried I might break a string if it's a, if it's like a louder song that you want me to play.
How
I don't know.
Dare you?
I don't know.
Host. Would you say no to if it was Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
Oh, Ellen, I would do it for you, but I don't want to break my string.
Yeah.
Oh, Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
Oh, Stephen Colbert. I don't. Sure, you're requesting one of my songs I did on the show, but I, Stephen Colbert, I don't know. I my shoelace might come untied because I tap my foot a lot. Oh, I'm sorry. Back in the day. Oh, David Letterman, you want to hear me do a song I did last time? And you'll let me close the show with my new one? Ooh, although a good offer, Dave. I'm afraid with the when I do the old one, I know which one you want because I know you, Dave. You want the one where I scream a lot at it. And quite frankly, but now because I'm afraid I get laryngitis tomorrow, I'm giving a dissertation at my daughter's Girl Scout meeting, and I could strain my voice. So sure, I would like to. Oh, would you be maybe on Oprah Winfrey? Oh, Oprah! Oh, Oprah, sure, I'd like to do your favorite song, but I'm afraid that the mildew might build up around my guitar because it's such fast playing and picking, as they say in the business. And I don't know what to do.
No, all right, I'll play it for you right now.
No, you know what? I don't want it. No. No, 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 no. And I'm not joking around.
We have extra strings.
Strings. No, no, no.
If I break a string, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. If I break a string, if I break a string, if I break a string, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I feel bad.
No, I'd love to play it. I want
to
play it.
Listen to this and listen to me, and I want you to remember what I'm saying. Are you even listening to me?
I'm just going
to
play it.
I'm not going to fucking let you.
I want to play it.
Okay, I'll let you.
I want to let
you. All right, I'll let you.
What's on?
All right, I'll let you. Now I'm going to feel like a baboon. Because I don't remember, I know a little bit about it, but you don't want to die in your hometown. Jesus Christ, make a big fucking deal. Ask him to play a favorite song. Jesus Christ, what the fuck? Makes a big deal about it. Jesus. No, I mean it's like. Really grinds at me.
I'm not looking in my old notebooks,
no more.
Was that so fucking hard?
It's just 4 years back in my Gmail to find the one she wrote before.
Okay.
But I don't feel much better. I feel basically the same.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I dragged myself across the air. Still, I'm stuck in the same place.
Was I right? Is this a good one or what? Playing that other shit. Play your good one. Fucking asshole. I mean, I love him like a brother, but really grinds at me sometimes.
I'm not looking for a good deal on a newly foreclosed home. I'm not calling up cemeteries for quality gravestones. I feel just like a teenager.
There you
without
go.
The fire in my heart.
There you go.
When I force myself out of my bed and fall asleep in my car. Don't die in your hometown. Don't da-da-da-da-da in your hometown. Because the things that last forever are the things that never change. Don't da-da-da-da-da in your hometown. My greatest fear has never been dying alone. It's drifting into the black with someone I barely, someone I barely, someone I barely know. Don't die in your hometown. Don't die, 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 die in your hometown. Because the things that last forever are the things that never change. Don't da 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 in your hometown. Don't da 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 in your hometown. Don't da 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 in your hometown.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I love that song so much that I decided to end the bit that I kept lipping to that I was going to do the whole song. I was like, I'm going to talk through the whole song. I'm going to talk through it all. But then I decided to enjoy it. I love that song. It's a great song.
Thank you.
I'm not sorry that I asked for it. I want you to tweet at him mean things if you liked it. I take a lot. If you thought that song was special, tweet at him to go fuck himself for not singing it. I'm sick of this shit.
Oh, please don't do that.
Tweet, only love, only love. I wrote a song just like that.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't. I like, let me ask you a question. Have you, well, I know what people need. Sometimes just in the middle of the show, for whatever the reason is, you know.
It's a beautiful day and I can't stop myself from smiling. If I'm singing, then I'm rhyming. And I know there's no denying it.
People sent that in. No, I'm not playing it. It's not good enough. By the way, the only reason I did that, I'll let you know, because I would, you know, I would never do that if someone really sent it. Yeah. Nobody sent that in. Because who would ever really, well, I would never be that mean. I would, but like, I just found it on the internet. But it's, who would write an email, hey, we did this at our house. And I go, no, it's not good enough. Plus, can I tell you something? Play that again. I do think, if they were having a good time, I was going around for YouTube clips, putting in It's a Beautiful Day, looking for Mr. Rogers stuff, and then...
And then I'm rhyming.
Nah, you know what? It's a little pitchy. Jason Zito sent me in something about Mr. Rogers, and he said, if you couldn't love him anymore, and you know what? That's just an expression. You think you're going to find something maybe about Mr. Rogers that you had heard already a lot of times, but it's always fun to get stuff you've never heard. Just when you thought you couldn't love Mr. Rogers anymore, he sends me this thing, and I totally agreed. So here we go.
Fred came to me and said, I have this idea. You could be a police officer. That kind of stopped me in my tracks. I grew up in the ghetto, and I did not have a positive opinion of police officers. Policemen were sicking dogs and water hoses on people. And I really had a hard time putting myself in that role. So I was not excited about being Officer Clemens at all. But there was one particular scene that Fred and I did where he had his feet resting in this plastic pool on a hot day.
Oh, there's Officer Clemens. Hi, Officer Clemens. Come
in. Rogers, how are you? Fine.
And he invited me to come over and to rest my feet in the water with him.
Would you like to join me?
Okay,
sure.
The icon, Fred Rogers, not only was showing my brown skin in the tub with his white skin as two friends, but as I was getting out of that tub, he was helping me dry my feet.
There, that one's dry. Thank you.
And so that scene touched me in a way that I was not prepared.
Sometimes just a minute like this will really make a difference.
I think he was making a very strong statement. That was his way. I still was not convinced that Officer Clemens could have a positive influence in the neighborhood and in the real world neighborhood, but I think I was proven wrong.
You were on Mr. Rogers' neighborhood for a long time.
Yeah. I discovered a friend for life. I'll never forget one day I was watching him film a session, and you know how at the end of the program, he takes his sneakers off, he hangs up his sweater, and he says, "You make every day a special day just by being you, and I like you just the way you are." I was looking at him when he was saying that, and he walks over to where I was standing, and I said, "Fred, were you talking to me?" And he said, "Yes, I have been talking to you for years, but you heard me today." It was like telling me I'm okay as a human being. That was one of the most meaningful experiences I'd ever had.
I'm so proud of you, Francois.
Oh, thank you, Fred.
Wow, that's right? Nice. You know, I was talking about this with a friend of mine. His mom doesn't listen to the podcast, but my friend Rob, and he was talking about his mom, and we're talking about Mr. Rogers. And I've said this before, but when you listen to this, it makes one thing very clear. You have to now say, when people dig up stuff from you that was prejudiced or whatever, you know, sometimes you have to answer to your kids. Well, you know, if you see pictures of you, maybe marching for the, you have to. So now whenever people go, or you do comedy, or your songs are representative, and people go, "Oh, that was a different time for you."
Yeah.
For you. Because that was the same time for Mr. Rogers. It could have been also Mr. Rogers, maybe story about him, he wouldn't let a black person on his show. And then, you know what I mean? Like, and he could go, "Well, it was a different time."
Right.
But it wasn't. It was a different time for people. But it doesn't mean it was impossible to be intelligent through it. So yeah. It's never, don't, that's not something to bank on, that it was a different time. Like, don't, you still, it's like, for you.
Yeah.
It wasn't for the society. It wasn't for the world.
Yeah.
It's a, and that's what they try to make it sound like. Take a little bit of responsibility for
right.
it. Have a little humility. Take a little responsibility. Because if you're just too quick, even your grandparents who you love, they go, "Oh, it was a different time." Still.
It's a weak excuse.
Well, because what do you say to another 90-year-old grandmother who's not, or grandfather that's not hateful, that maybe wasn't changed? Like, what are they? So it's possible. So you just, I don't mind if you say yes, but you have to add that. You can't just, it's not a wash. You have to go, it was a different, unfortunately, at that time, there were a small minority of people that didn't feel that way, and unfortunately, my grandparents didn't really join them. You know, that's what you're saying, basically,
yeah.
Or your comedy or whatever people find. But that's
right.
Like, that he did that, of course he knew what he was doing. That was, like, so powerful. So
yeah.
You're either that or the opposite of that. Thank you. Wow. I mean, my shows. I mean, it's a professional show, what I do. I know
when
what I'm doing.
I was just a little girl. I asked my mother.
I don't want to play this now, Aaron. Please. Jesus Christ. In the middle of my show, he plays this. Trying to interview Chris. Now, Chris, I really do want to have a really...
Oh, yeah, a real
So
real
here's what
interview?
I wanted to ask you. Now, seriously. No, what?
Oh.
No, really? Can you do anything
I
with
wanted
this?
To talk about my record and, like, record my tour coming
Can
up.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Could you and your guitar and him and his guitar do anything with this loop?
Yeah.
Come on, give me your shot. For $1 million. What would you do? This is all you got. I came to you. I'll tell you what I do. I'm going to take a bit from Jake Fogelness. I came to you with $100,000. Hello? I came to you with $100,000, and I have this loop that I made because I'm a trumpet player, and I want to do something with it. I'm giving you $100,000. So you can't go, "What are we going to do with this?" It behooves you, but I think I bring to the table this. So you go into your studio.
You go, we got this, you know, we're making a lot of money. Creatively, it's not going to be fun. They roll in this track. You have to sing, too. You know what? It wasn't as hard as I thought. You guys did a good job.
Thank you.
That's
so
why
much.
I ended it.
Do you like my lyrics?
Yeah, I did. Well, I couldn't hear because you weren't singing into the microphone.
Oh.
That's okay. Okay, hold on. I have a professional show. To get to know you. Yes, I would. I like to get to know you. Isn't this a great song? Everybody should get a hot washcloth every day. And as they're washing their face off with the hot washcloth before, you could play Feeling Groovy.
I found searching all around just was not the answer. One I thought was true looked a bit like you. I figured I might chance her.
Now, did we all learn this?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Did you guys learn this?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Maybe I'm not.
You emailed me and I learned it.
It's my favorite thing to do. Little part.
Yes, I'd like to get to know you.
Honey, what are you doing? I gotta hear Todd Glass sing along to I Like to Get to Know You with Chris Farron. Well, you could listen to that song all by itself. You don't have to hear Todd Glass sing it. Wait, you're telling me that I don't know what this relationship is. It could be a guy and a girl. It could be Eddie Pepitone and a guy just like Eddie. Whatever it is, they're a couple. They're arguing over the show. Why don't you want to just listen to I'd Like to Get to Know You? I'll play it for you. I got to hear Todd Glass and Chris Farron. They play it, and then they talk over it. That's what I need. That's what I want. So he asked me why I can't come to bed, because it doesn't feel as good. What we do in bed is when I hear they play the song and they talk, they act like they learned it. You know, Todd's probably in the studio yelling at everybody with his hands, like, do it better. And I love it. Oh, I can't get enough of it.
Now,
did you guys learn it, though?
I learned it.
Okay, I'm not going to. I just want to let you sing along all by yourself.
I promise I learned it.
Because I really did. I mean, this means a lot to me. Chris, and I called you up on the phone. You texted me. I could read your text.
You read it?
Yeah. Hey, Todd. It's Chris. I want you to know that I just got your email with the Like to Get to Know You song.
Yeah.
I went over it literally 15 times so I could make you proud.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Dot, dot, dot. Pussy, live on forever. Why do you talk like
I'm
that?
I'm no, sorry. Let's talk I thought about it was funny. Show.
Well, it's not funny. It's more rude, to be honest with you. But that's your thing.
You know me, always saying, pussy lives on forever.
I thought was true, looked a bit like you. I figured I'd
And you want to know? Let me stop right now. For anybody in this room, even the doubts that this is entertainment, there's someone listening to the show right now. Maybe, you know what? I don't care. I guarantee you there's some people that smoked a little bit. And they don't want people, what do you do? Talk about this. Here's my opinion. They go, can one of these podcasts just shut the fuck up and just enjoy this funky song, enjoy life. What do we got to be? Oh, this I did this and I did that. All these talk shows. Shut up already. People are tired of you talking. Just play some music. Let people get into a funk. Let yourself go.
I'd like to get to
going in. Isn't that funny that that goes that quick? 7 o'clock now, it's 9:15. And this show drops. Today's Friday, baby.
Friday.
It's the way I talk. It's Friday.
TGIF.
Is there something you want to say to these people? It's Friday. You have the privilege. Well, some people might not listen to it on Friday.
Ugh.
They're like, oh, please don't give the
listen
people
to it on Friday
so much attention, because now it's not Friday and I feel like I wasn't there for it. But the people that are listening to it in real time, they're like, give us more.
Yeah.
Talk about Friday.
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 Friday!
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 And here's a song I wrote called Friday. I hope you like it. What's the loop? What's the loop? Oh. I got Friday on my mind. Every Friday night at 9, I got Friday in my heart. That's all I got. I got Friday on my mind. Every Thursday's Friday's fine. No one listens to the words. When it's Monday, it seems like Friday, and Friday is always on my mind. Right. I'm having a nervous breakdown. No one stops me. Oh, I don't have friends. That's what I just realized. I had a moment where I went, you're singing a song, it doesn't make any sense, and six people in a room watching you. No one's going to come to my defense and knock me the mic out of my hand, hit me over the head with a club, drag me to the hospital, and get me checked? No, seriously. How about I know? God forbid. I'm in. Who's got my back? Because the listeners are like, whoa, there was something going on there. Todd Friday. I mean, I know he does bits like that, but I don't know. Oh, Jesus. Can I tell you why I'm happy? Not only am I happy you're here, I know that we're going to close with a song, so there's no pressure. I'm just going to sit back, relax. So let me get through some. Let me, like, what didn't we do? And then we're going to close with a song.
Yeah.
This is the name of this, a new thing. It's called What Didn't We Get To? What Didn't We Do? What Didn't We Get To? And What Didn't We Do? Then a little guitar. Perfect.
You know, I have a theory that anybody can sing as well as Frank Sinatra.
Well, maybe I didn't love you quite as often as... No, I think that... I'm surprised you being a musician...
No, I believe that truly.
I don't believe that.
Do we have any music that like sounds like Frank Sinatra
no,
music?
No, play...
Like,
Google Frank Sinatra.
Like instrumental?
Can I tell you... Let's play the stupidest stuff. Oh, you want to do...
Like instrumental Frank Sinatra stuff. I don't even have to know what song it is.
Yeah, yeah. Just pull up an instrumental Frank Sinatra song. And you're going to sing?
And I'll sing. As well as Frank Sinatra. By far. And you can too.
So you're saying, are you being too George Carlin?
To
honest?
George Carlin.
I mean, some people can get close, but you have, wouldn't you say that there's still some range there that you couldn't?
There's not a lot of range, I don't think.
But having ability to take, about, why do I get the feeling that someone knows music could battle you better than me and might end a little quicker? Because I have a feeling they'd be like, no, I know what you mean, but there's something... That you, and I could be completely
from
wrong.
From what I've heard of
then
Frank...
Why wouldn't more people do it?
From what I've heard of Frank Sinatra's music, he's really just drawing out his words.
Maybe.
Exactly.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong.
Exactly.
You can drink the wine, but I'll punch you in your head. All right, so play a little. Give me a little Sinatra. You want to see the words?
No.
My dreams of you are spaghetti and meatballs. Fly me to the moon at the back of the restaurant. I call the waiter over.
buzzer, give me a pizza and a bottle of wine. That's my way.
What's the matter? You're taking it from me. A pizza pie, a matzamia. So baby, that's ready to get you. So baby,
that's where it's hard.
So baby, you gotta stay at this range.
Still, yeah. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want people to think I'm having a nervous breakdown. I think you can get. I think you still there's some the texture. Like, get some real Frank Sinatra here for a second. Like, let's pick a good song. But even it doesn't have to be like you want to hear even Sweet Caroline, just the way he. I think that might be a stupid song, but it might. I think he does good with it.
He does that song?
Yeah. Can you get Frank Sinatra Sweet Caroline? He does a cover of it.
Great.
Now you might think people might be listening, going, really, out of all Frank Sinatra stuff, you would pick that one? I don't know. I think it shows that he knows how to fucking. By the way, I like all types of music, but I can tell this is definitely one type that I also like. old school, like just even watching old Paul Anka stuff. It's just something about it. But go ahead, here we go.
Hey, bring me a pizza. Hey, bring me a pie. Bring me another pizza and one more pie, Jack.
To believe they never would. Where it began.
Ba ba da ba.
I can't begin to know
it. I gotta get it in the house.
But then I know it's growing strong.
To get the feeling.
Was it in spring? Then spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
I'm done. All right, so here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna go through some of these post-its. Do you know what song you're gonna close with?
Yes.
Good. I like that you're sure of it. Now, by the way, I don't have nothing to do with this song, but we go in for the close. Look at me. I pull right in on time at 9:30. Well, I'm professional. So relax if you're thinking, well, we're gonna be here for 10 minutes. We may as well just really enjoy the last 10 minutes. I'm holding the wrong post-its up to the wrong person. Okay. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this song, but I'm gonna think of something to do with it and do it next week.
Great.
Made it into a loop. I don't know what I'm gonna get a dog and walk around with this music playing on a flatbed truck behind me as I walk my dog. I'm gonna have every day a PA system. You know, if you could sing like this, if it makes it look like you sing, if you go, I sing in between progressions, anybody could do it. I know how to say things if I stop at the right time. It makes it look like I know what I do, but I don't know what I should do or when the break comes if I stop at the right time. I started from the beginning again. I actually think I could do it better. it's right up front. If you can find it. There's a point when maybe someone's just waking up. Someone sent them this portion of my show. Wake up, you little sleepyhead. Get the fuck up out of bed. Your friends send you this song because you sleep too long. Get up out of bed. Get the fuck up. Don't do the shit you don't want to. Get out of bed. Get the fuck up. I just came. Seriously, does anybody have a wet nap? All right, listen, here's what I'd like to do. I want to thank everybody. We didn't get to play this. Turn that off. We didn't play this. Oh, my God, we forgot to play this. So I got to utilize it that way. Right, right, right. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Right, right, right. Wrong, wrong, wrong. That's done. I'm ripping the post-its off the table. Sting. This says Sting. What do you think that is? Oh, they're the Stings. You did all those. Inky Dinky. I don't know.
Did it.
How dare you? I know what that means. You know what? I should play K-Sara, Sara, the whole song, teach you a lesson.
All right.
Okay,
when I was just a little girl.
I don't like it that it says girl. We never played QVC. God damn it.
I told you.
You did. God, I hate myself.
No, don't say that.
I'm half kidding. I'm half serious. Well, because that was of substance. Instead, I made you sit there and watch me sing like a baboon.
Ah.
3 minutes of QVC.
Do it.
Okay, here we go. I just want to hear them lie. I think I owe it to my audience. I was going to do this for half an hour tonight.
Live on QVC. Welcome into our 18th anniversary. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Randy.
Oh, pause it, pause it. Someone sent this in because I say all the callers are fake.
Yeah.
They go, Todd, I think this proves they're real. And even though this is a silly prank, it does prove they're real. Why would they air this? But they, you know, they don't know what the hell to do.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Live on QVC. Welcome into our 18th anniversary. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Randy.
Hey, Randy, how you doing?
Hi, Randy.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're all right. Where are you calling from, Randy?
I'm calling from Dover, Delaware.
It's almost 2 o'clock in the morning where you are.
It's the only time I have alone with my new Dell, and I love it.
Thank you.
Great. What kind of things are you using your Dell for, Randy?
Well, mostly personal use, you know, like porno.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a lot of porno. It's these Dells are great for
pause
porno.
This. Pause it. Somebody, I think, played this on a show and they're laughing the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is not the laughter at the studio, I would imagine. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Live on QVC.
Oh, yeah, you have to. That's okay. Go ahead, keep going.
Welcome into our 18th anniversary. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Randy.
Hey, Randy, how you doing?
Hi, Randy.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're all right. Where are you calling from, Randy?
I'm calling from Dover, Delaware.
It's almost 2 o'clock in the morning where you are.
It's the only time I have alone with my new Dell, and I love it.
Thank you.
Great. What kind of things are you using your Dell for, Randy?
Well, mostly personal use, you know, like porno.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a lot of porno. It's these Dells are great for porno.
Awesome. We don't guarantee that.
I guarantee it, and I got the porno to prove it.
Have fun, Randy. Thank you so much for the call.
I'll see you guys later. I'm going to get back to my porno.
They didn't even know what to do. They didn't know they could end the call. They just thought they'd have a producer that would yell at them. Just keep it going.
Yeah.
Play the other QVC for 2 minutes, and then we're going to hear a song, and everything's going to be great. I'm feeling great. We're going to eat something. I wait till you see what I made for dinner. Hope you guys got till 3 in the morning. Do we have any more? You know what? Next week. Talk about a tease. I know how to tease a show. That was a trick. People go, but you said you were going to do it. That was a tease. Next week, at least a half an hour, we're going to listen to QVC. Basically, what I'm apologizing for is that we didn't get to it. I'm trying to make it like it's part of a bit. So, Chris?
Yep.
Any last words before you? What's the last song you're going to do?
It's called Brighter. It's a new song.
Hey, is there a part where we get to sing along at all?
Sure.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I mean, if there isn't, it's okay. I just really like songs where there's a part where we're going to sing along.
Oh yeah.
So if you could do it, that would be cool. If not, I don't want to impose. So I want to thank you. By the way, you don't have to have a part where we sing along. I'm worried you're thinking, should I make a part? Yeah, seriously, do a little bit. It would mean a lot to Aristotle. Joe, I want to thank you, Joe McKenzie. Without you, I would lay in the side of the road and just
come.
And just do nothing. So thank you very much for your cum. thank you very much. Because once the song's over, we don't get to say shit. You're the last words they're going to hear.
Great.
You're going to hear your voice.
Yeah,
it's going to fade out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to play. We'll end the show. We'll give you the nice tribute to.
Oh, right.
We'll send a little more love, Sean's way. So that's what they're going to hear. They're going to hear your voice. And then right after that, there's going to be a little one more thing for Sean. And it's going to be the show's over.
Thanks for having us.
You know what? You're grateful, and I thank you.
You're grateful, and I thank you.
I was going to say ungrateful and do a bit, but it came out grateful. You're grateful, and thank you. I had to make it make sense. Sam, is it everything you thought it would be? Jesus, I don't know. Peter, you had a good time?
Blast.
Here's Peter. Peter, there's a suggestion box on the way out. Peter, here's Peter. Let guests talk more. Let guests yell out from the side. And Casey Lee, thank you very much. And hey, Aaron, first night on the board.
Great job.
And I really do. I really think that he did a great job. I think he did a great job. I really do. I do think he did a very nice job. What's this?
I'd like to say a couple words about Mute Valley Sound.
Mute Valley Sound, it's a roundy bound and a bound boop body bump. A Mute Valley Sound, it's pippy poppy boopy. I wrote that song on mushrooms, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Aristotle, thank you. And guys, remember last time I gave you the mic and I put effects on it? I won't do it this time.
Thank you.
Maybe you want me to. People really liked it. I got a lot of emails. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so there we go.
All right.
It's hard to start it. Like, this is the part you think. But, well, yeah, what about your new...
Okay, so I've got a new record coming out probably in July that Casey and I made together. I'm not going to tell you what it's called. I'm not going to tell you.
Is it called Thank You, Todd Glass?
Yes.
How oh, my God,
guess?
I knew it.
I'm grateful.
You can't tell what the name is, seriously?
Not yet.
Oh, you
waiting
wait
for the big reveal,
yeah,
you know?
I get it. But when is that?
Sometime in the reveal?
Mm-hmm.
Probably May.
And is it just you two on all the songs?
It's us two and then my friend Sean, our friend Sean played drums and then
oh, cool.
some
Sean,
other...
Sean, that I know.
Yeah, yeah. And played and some other people played some cool stuff.
Hey, Sean, they gave you a shout-out on the end of the Todd Glass Show, so he ended up coming here and now he's listening. And Sean's like, oh, my God, they said it again. Because you know you would. You would go, oh, what did they say? They just said that it was fun. And then they send you there. And then if he comes all the way here to listen, and we don't really say that much about him, he seems like, well, they didn't say. But Sean, sure, the Sean that we hung out with in Maples.
Naples.
Naples. Wow. Sean the drummer.
That's right.
He looks like he drives a VW.
He used to. That's interesting.
Why? What happened? He cleaned himself up?
It's just interesting.
No, you know what I mean?
Good guess.
He looks like he's a surfer.
Oh, right.
The VW bug.
Oh, okay.
The VW minivan is what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
See the way I flirted?
He didn't have one of those.
No, I know he didn't, but he looked like it.
Yeah.
I know what I'm saying.
All right.
But it was
interesting because he did have a VW bug. Or no, Jetta.
Oh, he looked like he drove a Jetta.
Oh, my God.
Edit that in. No, I said
edit that in. We already did it.
I know. edit it out. Edit out the part where I got it wrong. I just want to edit in where I go, he drove a VW Jetta. And then that's the way, whole bit ends right there. They don't hear that whole leading up to it. I correct.
It's a great bit.
I correct and ruin good comedy by being embarrassed to be wrong. You know, that's what it's all about. So anyway, I want to thank everybody. What am I doing? Just sing your song. Why am I making it so? No, I don't want to say it that way either. Let's close with a nice song. So hard.
I know.
Being professional is a real fuck. It'll get you every time. Chris and Casey.
One, two, three, four.
When you eat spaghetti. Do George Carr and I'm going to let you do it. I swear. Do George Carr.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Not around, the sky turns gray, and the clouds fill up with rain, and the sun won't show her face, and my chest aches with a dull and constant pain. So I'll wait and wait and wait for you. Pull me from this day. You make everything brighter. It's so much brighter when you're around. You make it brighter. It's so much brighter when you're around.
shining neon from Earth to the great beyond. Your light travels on and on, and my body soars over tree and mountain top. I'll follow you without a thought anywhere that you go. You make everything brighter. It's so much brighter when you're around. You make it brighter. It's so much brighter when you're around. Even when you're covered up with dirt, you could brush it off and make me work. Straighten up my tie and pull me out. Say, keep going till you get what you want. What you want. Everything brighter. It's so much brighter when you're around. You make it brighter. It's so much brighter when you're around. You make it brighter. It's so much brighter when you're around. You make it brighter. It's so much brighter when you're around.
From Nick to Sean.
Now, Mr. Rogers is certainly one of the best things that's ever happened to public television, and his Peabody Award is testament to that fact. We in public television are proud of Fred Rogers, and I'm proud to present Mr. Rogers to you now.
All right, Rogers, you got the floor.
Senator Pastore, this is a philosophical statement and would take about 10 minutes to read, so I'll not do that. One of the first things that a child learns in a healthy family is trust, and I trust what you have said that you will read this. It's very important to me. I care deeply about children. My first children.
Will it make you happy if you read it?
I'd just like to talk about it, if it's all right.
All right, sir. Okay.
My first children's program was on WQED 15 years ago, and its budget was $30. Now, with the help of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and National Educational Television, as well as all of the affiliated stations, each station pays to show our program. It's a unique kind of funding in educational television. With this help, now our program has a budget of $6,000. It may sound like quite a difference, but $6,000 pays for less than 2 minutes of cartoons, 2 minutes of animated, what I sometimes say, bombardment. I'm very much concerned, as I know you are, about what's being delivered to our children in this country. And I've worked in the field of child development for 6 years now, trying to understand the inner needs of children. We deal with such things as the inner drama of childhood. We don't have to bop somebody over the head to make him to make drama on the screen. We deal with such things as getting a haircut or the feelings about brothers and sisters and the kind of anger that arises in simple family situations. And we speak to it constructively.
How long a program is it?
It's a half hour every day. most channels schedule it in the noontime as well as in the evening. WETA here has scheduled it in the late afternoon.
Could we get a copy of this so that we can see it? Maybe not today, but I'd like to see the program.
I'd like very much for you
to see. I'd like to see the program itself, or any one of them, you see.
We made 100 programs for EEN, the Eastern Educational Network, and then when the money ran out, people in Boston and Pittsburgh and Chicago all came to the fore and said, we've got to have more of this neighborhood expression of care. And this is what I give. I give an expression of care every day to each child to help him realize that he is unique. I end the program by saying, you've made this day a special day by just your being you. There's no person in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are. And I feel that if we in public television can only make it clear that feelings are mentionable and manageable, we will have done a great service for mental health. I think that it's much more dramatic that two men could be working out their feelings of anger, much more dramatic than showing something of gunfire. I'm constantly concerned about what our children are seeing. And for 15 years, I have tried in this country and Canada to present what I feel is a meaningful expression of care.
Do you narrate it?
I'm the host, yes. And I do all the puppets, and I write all the music, and I write all the scripts.
Well, I'm supposed to be a pretty tough guy, and this is the first time I've had goosebumps for the last 2 days.
Well, I'm grateful not only for your goosebumps, but for your interest in our kind of communication. Could I tell you the words of one of the songs which I feel is very important?
Yes.
This has to do with that good feeling of control, which I feel that the children need to know is there. And it starts out, what do you do with the mad that you feel? And that first line came straight from a child. I work with children, doing puppets in very personal communication with small groups. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right? What do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. Looks like you just earned the $20 million.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.